friends, wherever you are, we welcome you this early morning, mid-afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are, and depending on where you are listening to us from, we have come to you this very Friday morning, that we may continue the propagation of this very gospel, but through a slightly different dimension, but hopefully also with the same outcome. We have come this morning not just to preach, but to have a discussion, to fill your questions, to answer and address any queries that you may have, to put some of your minds at rest regarding how we are going to restore Biafra this very year, and what we all need to do individually and collectively to ensure that that happens. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the Indigenous People of Biafra. I am the director of Radio Biafra and Biafra Television. And by the grace of Almighty Creator in heaven, Chukwuka Biama Purumi Yelina, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I welcome you and I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I know morning broadcast is slightly unorthodox for our people, but we have decided to do so this very day in order to address some of the issues that you may have. And as I welcome you, I will encourage you to welcome all those who are around you. All our FM in Biafra land is on full tilt. They are working very well. You can listen to us via satellite as well. You can listen to us via Garden Radio app. You can listen to us via Radio Biafra app. You can listen to us via Switch Radio application as well. And also Simple Radio. Or you may choose to listen via my Facebook page at Martin Nnamdi Kanu with 300 likes and about 450,000 followers. I welcome you this very morning, and as I said, it is more or less an interactive session. I will not do much preaching this morning. Any preaching or teaching that I will do will have to emanate from the questions you are asking or about to ask. I will give you the number to call once again, and please note it down, and when somebody is speaking, do not try to interrupt them by calling at the same time. I will very seriously ask you not to do that. Once again, we welcome you. Once again, we ask you to please be part and parcel of what we are doing this morning. And without further ado, without going any further, I will, of course, refer and hand over all that we are doing to the Most High, to Kutika Biama Brumihene. We are going to pray very briefly. And after that, then the lines will be open, and I will begin to take your calls, and I will begin to answer your questions. It doesn't matter what it is. Here we are open. Here we learn. Here we teach. Here we lecture, and here we tutor. Sometimes you teach your students and they feel they have a superior research. Here this morning, I also want you to educate me. If you have anything, any knowledge you feel or wish I should be aware of, please, please, please We are waiting very, very eagerly for you to impart that very knowledge. But we must pray. We must pray a song of David that Chukwuka Byama may abide with us. Part of this prayer I prayed on Wednesday, and I will continue to pray the same prayer today from Psalm 91. And I will pray in the language of heaven, if you don't mind. We must proceed this very morning, having handed over all that we are unto the loving embrace of the Most High. Our lines are going to be opened right now, and I will ask you, of course, to call us via Skype alone, if you can, and to participate in what we are about to do. The number to send your questions to, or the number to call to ask your questions, is plus one. Is a U.S. number, plus one. This was the number I used in the USA when I was there. plus 1, 5, 1, 2, 9, 5, 5, 2, 8, 0, 7. I repeat, plus 1, which is the code for USA, 5, 1, 2, 9, 5, 5, 2, 8, 0, 7. I am waiting for my zero former to try and get me the details of the Skype login details because of the time differential within Australia. And Australia do not have the same time zone as we do in Biafra land. Very, very important. We are waiting, and as soon as it does it, I will be able to bring that to you. I want your questions this morning. No matter how hard it is, somebody is already calling. Let us see who is on the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good morning.
Good morning to you. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My leader, my name is Obi Emmanuel Chibike. I'm calling from the state of Israel.
From Israel, please go ahead. The whole world is listening. If you have any questions, you can ask. I promise I will answer every question today. Please go ahead.
Yes, my leader, I have two questions to ask. As I said already, my name is Obi Emmanuel Chibike. I'm an Igbo man. But my leader, I have a fear about the concern of the Igbo man's domination. In fact, the fear of Igbo man's domination is fearing me itself. That is, their fear is fearing me. And recently, you made this fear more to me when you said that the Biafra, when restored, that we will adopt the UAE strategy or style of doing business. That if a Biafran, an Igbo Biafran or any other region want to open a business in another region, that he has to register the business with the name of an indigenous of that region. That is a kind of combined business.
Yes.
Then my question is it not a limitation or like a marginalization to the people that like business like an Igbo man like me? That is my first question. The second one is, my leader, I want you to help me find out whether this is true. I heard that the Igbo people once inhabited the land that is presently known today as the Arochukwu people, Arochukwu land, that the Arochukwu people pulled them out of the land in many years ago. This is my two questions, my leader. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and I'll ask you to stay on the line. Don't go away. Stay on the line where you are. Because I need to answer your question. First of all, you are where again? You're in Israel.
I mean, like Elat, Israel.
You're in Elat, Israel. Now, I want to also, I want you to answer the question you have asked. I think sometimes that is the best way to learn. I want to encourage you to answer the same question you have asked. Now,
okay.
Are you conversant with the UAE business model of making sure that an indigenous part and parcel of the business before it can function properly in UAE? Are you aware of that? Are you competent with it?
No, I'm not. I heard it first from you.
Okay. How it works is that, let's say you are an able man and you want to do business in Izon, in Ijoland.
Yeah.
You have to get an Ijo person to partner you in that very business. It is the same system that they run in the UAE. And if I may ask you, do you think that UAE is successful? Economic-wise, do you think that's successful?
Very successful. Yes, sir.
You said very successful. Do you also agree with me that it is good to copy something that is successful?
Yes, very important.
Then that is why we are copying it, because we have a lot of enemies all over the place. And those enemies are going to go to our own brothers and sisters, our cousins, in the coastal region of Biafra and say to them, an Igbo man will dominate you. And some of them are bound to listen. It is human nature. That is the way some of us are. And in order to stop that, what we are trying to do is to preempt. We want to preempt problems before they emerge. We want to be able to go to the Constitution of Biafra to tackle every known problem. Perhaps our legislature or our parliament in time to come will be able to deal with future problems. But for now, we understand what the foundational problems, so to speak, are. And we wish to address them. And that is exactly what we are going to do. regarding, is that very clear? Do you understand that? Have I made any sense to you? Or you're still not clear? Is it very clear? Very good. Now, what we intend to do is this. We are going to run a business model that will guarantee every indigenous person a stake in the growth of the economy of the area where he or she comes from. Because if it works in the UAE, it will also work in the land of Biafra. So we want to remove every vestige, every accusation, every connotation. We want to remove any and everything that will give the impression that anybody from anywhere is going to dominate anybody. That is not going to happen. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. That's number one. And about Ethiopian people that inhabit the present area of Arochukwu. As I said before, there were three waves of immigrants into our land. The first wave, the Igbo people, the ancient, the Bijango people, the Guinea people, those that they call Guinea people, very old, those that started the processing of palm oil before any other person came into it. They inhabited our land. And the first migration came from Egypt, settled at the confluence of Amambala River. That is where you have the house of Eri, all the way to Owerri. And then after the Assyrians invaded Samaria, northern kingdom of Israel, the second wave then arrived through the Sudan, through Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Central African Republic, northern Cameroon, and into the land of Biafra. And we have done extensive research, which I have posted on my page as well. The reason why you have the kingdom of Biafra that could have come from any white man or from anybody else, but it is a kingdom recognized and noted on the historical books and also on maps to boot. Now, there were the Bijango people where we are, and the ancients, the Igbo people. So as this new migrant started to settle towards the sea, the further the ancient, the further the owner, I wouldn't call them owners of the land, I will call them the further the indigenous populations went. So that was what happened. If you said Arochukwu, perhaps you would have been right. If you said Ohafia, perhaps you would have been right. Because the Ohafia people that you see today, they came from Ahaba. They are themselves from where you call Asaba today, Aniola. And when they were migrating to where Ohafia is today, they stopped in Ibeku, in my clan, in my village, and we harbored them. That is why an Ohafia person always regards an Ibeku man as his brother and can never fight him or do anything that would draw blood from him. Even if you listen to the war dance, predominantly from Ohafia, you will hear them when they are singing that them and the Ibeku people are one, because the Ibeku housed them before they went to where they were. And of course, when they went to Ohafia, there were Ekoi people who were there, and they were moved in a little bit to accommodate Ohafia people. That is the history of our people. But insofar as Arochukwu is concerned, Arochukwu came as part of the second wave that came, the house of Manasseh and the house of Ephraim, from the red path of Israel in the north, in Samaria, where incidentally I stay when any time I'm in Israel. And they came, which is Imo and Abia more or less, and built the temple to the Most High in Arochukwu. That's the way it is. That is the priestly clan that we have, the same way that you have the house of Levites. That is why anywhere you go to in Igbo land and you have people answering Umuchukwu. If you go back in history, you see that they're all from Arochukwu, the children of God, the house of Levi, more or less, that we have in our land. A lot of people get confused about this. I read over some of us having a debate about this very issue. Some said that, oh, how can you say we are from... I'm saying all the things because of the question you asked. How can you say that we are from Israel? Some said, oh, no, we are not Jews. We can never be. We are not saying that everybody is. that there is something that will be posted this very morning on my page in a short while. Please, can the person who is responsible post it on my page, please. It is about the flag that the British had during colonialism. The flag of the Governor General of Nigeria, if you read up on it, it is very simple and very clear. There you will see the Star of David, gotten from Umuahi, from Agbulevi to be precise. That was why the British put it there on the flag. The same Star of David that you see on the flag of Israel where you are. So that is our history, that is who we are. I don't want people to get confused. You can decide or claim to be an original Igbo, Igbo the ancient. Remember that we are mixed marriages, so I say intermarriages and diffusion of cultures. You can say you are descended directly from the house of God via Umueri, via Oraeri, via Oweeri. The capital of Imo State today, Owere. Oweeri is called, which shows their lineage and their descendancy from the Eri part. And then you have the house of Manasseh and Ephraim, going all the way to Asa. You've heard about the name Asa as well. That's what I'm going to teach later on. Asa in Abia state. Asa also was part of the migration that came down. The same way you have Asa today in Opa in Abia state, part of the migration from the land of Israel. So that's how we are. We are three people in one. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Our lines are open. Who is on the line? Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, sir. My name is Mike. I'm calling from Russia. The heart section of the Indigenous people of Biafra. Sir, I want to recommend something for Biafra when Biafra comes. We need to create two types of prison in Biafra land. One for people who commit crimes and one for people who cannot reason properly. Because we have
in Biafra land, hold on. You are coming from Russia,
yes.
And you are recommending in Biafra land we are going to have two prisons. One for those who have committed crime and one for those who cannot reason properly.
Yes, sir. I came here to Russia when I was like a young boy, like 19. I've been here and I see the way normal people living in a country. I see the way a society is being created. I see the way people decide to develop their own land and with pleasure, with happiness. And I wonder why can't our people with our leaders, our so-called people, we have only one place to call home. Why can't they work hard to make our place? Well, don't they travel? Don't they see these things outside this, in this part of the world? Why can't they decide to make our place as beautiful like this? I've been here for a couple of times, and I'm like, we are not thinking properly. And if Biafra comes, we need to make a prison for people to go who cannot reason properly. When you cannot reason properly, you'll be charged to court and taken there so that you'll be able to work on your brain. Because we need normal and sensible people in Biafra land when Biafra comes.
I agree with you, but thank you. What we're going to do is to teach people. We are not going to lock anybody up. That is exactly what we are trying to do now, to get everybody's consciousness to be at a particular level. Not necessarily, I will say, to agree with what each other is saying, but to be able to interrogate what you hear, to be able to question what you hear, to be able to hold people to account. Those are some of the civic education we are carrying out, or should I say we are conducting on Radio Biafra. We want to get our people to reason properly. Because if we cannot reason properly, there is no way we can sustain any meaningful nation that may lay a claim to being civilized. These are the things we ought to understand. And I do thank you very much for calling. There will be prison for criminals, but there will be no prison for those who cannot reason properly. We will continue to teach them until they learn. Go ahead.
And sir, finally, I want to make a lasting recommendation. So I have been into some part of intelligence gathering, and I think
In Biafra land, we have to train young Biafrans to be able to have a skill of, like, for example, our enemies, we know who they are, and those people who can be able to penetrate into them, who knows how to speak their language, who knows everything about them, because we don't need them to come to us. We don't need them to step their leg in. I have been in Russia here and I have known.
Now, listen, what we're going to do is, hold on, I understand because of where you are conditioned by your environment, so you are highly conscious. You are highly aware of what is happening around you. What we are now going to do in Biafra land is to build our systems, our governance and our structures, to be able to impact that level of awareness and consciousness in people as well. So the way it is in Russia and in every other civilized nation around the world, so shall it be in the land of Biafra. And I thank you very much for calling. We have another caller on the phone. Your name and where you're calling from, please. No, they're no longer there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Yes, please, your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, this is Ferdinand, I'm calling from Philippines.
From the Philippines. Please go ahead.
I'm calling from Philippines.
Okay. Go ahead.
There is what I want to ask. Like, if ever that they give us Biafra now, as they agree to have a referendum, I want to know, is everyone going to come back home for the referendum, or is there any way people from outside can vote?
No, referendum will be for those who are at home. I am not sure if they would allow postal voting. That may be an option, and we are seriously going to canvass for that. But normally, referendum will be done, or plebiscite will be done for those who are at home. Only for those who are at home. That's my understanding.
That's what I want to do.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling. We have another caller on the line. Your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on the phone, I won't ask you again for the final time. Your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Uche Udeze. I am calling from Republic of Ireland.
Republic of Ireland. We are being listened to all over the world. The whole world. Philippines, Russia, Israel, everywhere. Please go ahead. And now, Ireland. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. May God bless you. May Chukwokika Biama keep you till Biafra come. Mazi Biko, the only question I want to ask you this morning is, there has been a lot of problem in IPOB families, and people are being sent away from IPOB because of one reason or the other. I am asking this question, and a lot of people do not want to join IPOB because of protocol, hierarchy, how people are being treated in IPOB. How do we deal with this situation? How are we going to correct this if Biafra comes? Because it is going to still be the same way Nigeria is being done, that people are bringing into IPOB family. IPOB family is supposed to be one family, one love. If anybody does anything wrong, people will come together and correct him or her. But I've seen circles in IPOB, and people are using it to intimidate other people, telling people that they will throw them out. And as far as I remember, we are all Biafrans. We are all IPOB. IPOB is indigenous people of Biafra. I am born in Anambra State. My five generation is from Igbo land, which originally entitles me to be a Biafran. Yes. So why would somebody intimidate me because of hierarchy? Honestly, another thing I want to say is, please do something with the leaders. The leaders of IPOB, some of them are using the power that has been given to them to intimidate others. Please do something, because they are chasing people away. If they chase people away, who is going to achieve Biafra? I have four teenage boys in my house. One is going to college this year. My promise is that he is going to go to college and tell them about Biafra, because Ireland is a major contributory to Biafra. We must speak about Biafra in our college. If we send these people away, when there is need, who will go home to do these things? I have four teenage boys. I am ready to bring out these four teenage boys to work, to fight until Biafra is actualized. But we have to be given the opportunity to do this. We cannot be sent away intimidated because maybe we are not in the group or in the gang or in whatever. Onyisi, please, I'm asking you this morning, how are you going to curtail this? How are you going to work to sensitize people, to start doing things right, to stop gossiping about other people, sending people away from IPOB, lying against people for what they have not done, just because they want to get them out of the picture? And these are people who are hungry, who wants to do everything possible to make sure that Biafra is actualized. Remember again, Onisi, Island is a big space that we can venture. But if we keep doing these things, how do we venture? I know the chairman of Irish Red Cross. I work as a volunteer with Irish Red Cross from 2011 till this minute. I am a life member with them. They are open to us. They are ever ready to accept us. But we are not ready to do that. Instead, we are fighting ourselves. Onisi, please, I want you to comment on this point.
Thank you very much. Are you part of the family as we speak? Are you part of the IPOB family in Ireland where you are?
Honestly, I used to be part of the family in Ireland, but there was big problem, there was lie. You know, as a woman, the only thing that you'll be chased away with Ashawo, she's sleeping with this person's husband, she's sleeping. And once you hear that, the next thing you do is you pick up your slippers and run.
Of course. I want to say this to you, and of course to the hearing of all our principal officers all over the whole world. We would not tolerate, because any behavior or conduct we exhibit right now, in all likelihood, we will take that into a new national Biafra. And exactly. I wouldn't want a situation whereby people build cabals. I've said this thing to them before. I have no friends and I have no enemies. That is why I speak truth to anybody that I come across. I do not gossip. I do not chat behind anybody's back. If I have anything against you, I will tell you to your face. Now, this is the type of behavior I would like all our principal officers to inculcate. And I'm sure that our DOS and all frontline officers, those that I come into contact with, they do not and will not encourage the building of cabal or the destruction of anybody's image. And if you have suffered that, then it is sad and regrettable. I will ask Isaiah Oba and all those who are in Ireland, our leadership, to find out what went wrong. I have taken down your number, and we are going to get back to you. I will get back to you personally to explain to you the rationale behind whatever you may have encountered, and also to reassure you that going forward, such nonsense will no longer be obtainable in IPOB. Nobody will intimidate anybody. I want you to intimidate people with what you have accomplished. I want you to tell people what they can do for Biafra, not to drive anybody away because you think somebody is more intelligent than you, and if they come, they're going to overshadow you. I want somebody who's more intelligent than me to actually come out and talk about this brain so I can rest for a little bit at least. And then I have not been able to see any. So what we need to do is this. We must remain resolute. Nobody is driving anybody away. We are all indigenous people of Biafra. The only thing that will excuse you from any Biafran gathering is if you are working for the enemy, if you are a saboteur, if you have come to spoil what you're doing. But as long as you have good intentions, I can sit down with you and debate from now to the kingdom come. I am never ever going to hate you for holding a contrary view to that which I hold. I am never ever going to despise you if I feel or think that you are more articulate than I am. In fact, I will admire you. Because we must look at other people the way people do things in the Western world. When somebody is very good, when my team, Liverpool, of course, has support Rangers. Rangers is number one, Liverpool is number two. Rangers are the new guy, I mean. When Liverpool just won the league yesterday, but I'm sure Liverpool will be going out looking for people who are better players, or should I say good players, to make them even better from the next season. So that is why anytime I encounter any Biafran, who understands what we are doing is very intelligent. I want them to be part of the leadership. And that is not going to change. Because only committed, dedicated, intelligent people can make a difference. And I thank you for this. And it will no longer happen, I can assure you. I will take up your case and I will come back to you before next week, before 7 days runs out of your NPD to let you understand precisely what transpired and to reassure you that it won't happen again. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
God bless you. Thank you. Our lines are open. If you call us, we'll be able to take your call. Of course, a lot of people are calling, and I pray that this line will not be jammed today, because normally the calls are so numerous. But somebody sends a question. Nedum sent a question on via WhatsApp message, and his question is very, very simple. His question is, the way Fulanis are behaving and their hatred for Biafra, this is from Nedum. See, Nedum, it is likely that they may detonate chemical or nuclear weapons in Biafra land once Biafra is declared by United Nations, or if Biafra marches against Nigeria, as we say. From my observation, instead of Fulani to allow Biafra to go, they'll prefer for everybody to die. My question is, what protective mechanisms or precautionary measures are we taking to protect ourselves? Nedum, we are taking precaution. We are doing all we can to protect our people, and that is the best we can do for now. Because, honestly speaking, we cannot cater for every eventuality. We have done what we can. We know that eventually we are going to prevail. And that is what we are hoping and counting on. We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me? For the last time, the caller on the line, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. I am going to take another call. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello.
Your name and where you're calling from? Good morning to you. Good morning to you. I want to have your name and where you're calling from.
My name is...
Your name is what? Oh dear me, the calls are just way too numerous. Too much, way too much. Just hold on a second, please. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Yes, please, your name and where you're calling from. This is amazing, amazing stuff. Even the number of calls coming in wouldn't allow me to pick the call. Unbelievable. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Good morning, my
sister. Good morning, and where are you calling from? Your name, please.
I'm calling from Mali on the Honor.
You're calling from where?
My name is on the Honor. I'm calling from Medubi.
From Medubi? Please go ahead. Son the Honor from Medubi, go ahead.
Yes, are you hearing my leader?
I will say for the final time, yes, go ahead. We are hearing you, go ahead.
Okay,
the caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Please, your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Faith Ogala, freedom fighter.
Yes, Faith, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Italy, Genova.
From Genova in Italy, thank you very much. You're welcome to the program, please go ahead. Yes,
thank you, sir. Maji, I don't have any question. I just want to say, may Chukwu Kika Abiyama bless you. And that is, I'm so overwhelmed this morning to hear from you. Madike, may Chukwu Kika Abiyama bless you. Thank you for everything you have been doing for us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Madike.
I know 100% that I am Biafra. Biafra, Agbo Biafra. My mother, I grew up to see my mother wearing 2-piece of wrapper.
Yes.
I grew up to see all our women, all our mothers in the neighboring hood tying 2 wrappers. Even my auntie, tomorrow, she tied 2 wrappers.
Yes.
So thank you, my Omajike. Thank you. I can hear your voice. My God. I'm so happy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my dear sister. God. Thank you very, very much. I'm Chukwuka Kadem. I bless you too. She's an Igbo woman from Abo. They have spent billions trying to convince them, even forcibly converting some of them as we speak to Islam. That is where Loretta Onoche comes from, the supplier of prostitutes to Asorok. That was why they engaged her. She's an expert human trafficker, Loretta Onoche. She is from Anyoma, which is the Igbo speaking, the Igbos who are in Delta. They spent a lot of money trying to convince them that they are not Biafran people, that they are not even Igbo. But I'm happy and I'm glad that we are now coming back to our senses. We now understand who we are. And Elohim is in charge in heaven. And the truth is going very far, isn't it? One thing that God gave us, the way our mothers dressed, solved all that problem. Ever since, have you heard them talking rubbish? Of course, there are some people who claim that they are from the a darkened delta inside darkness itself. That means double darkness. Double darkness. But we are not going to have any regard for them. We are marching on relentlessly. We are marching on relentlessly. Our line keeps crashing is untrue. Absolutely untrue, because there are many people who are calling us. Many of them are calling. So many people are calling us. Please, that is why our lines keep scratching. Ben Okwueze lives in Aban. I want to ask this, our governors, what are we going to do when Biafra is restored? There will be citizens of Biafra, those of them who are good. If any of them committed any crime worthy of investigation and, of course, prosecution, that will be their portion. Because Biafra will embrace anybody. That is not about vendetta, it's not about witch hunts. Everybody will participate and be part and be given the opportunity to contribute to this very exciting new nation of ours. We are not excluding anybody. We don't intend to exclude anybody. Anybody who wants to be a part of Biafra will be a part of Biafra. Our lines are so clogged up that even the phones are crashing. It's unbelievable. Even the phone, I'm using an iPhone, it has refused to function. We have a caller on the other line. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, please. Your name and where you are calling from.
My name is Mr. Wild Jonathan. I'm calling from Cape Town, South Africa.
From Cape Town, South Africa, only on Radio Biafra. The whole world is listening. Please go ahead.
I'm a first-time caller, and I want to say thank you very much, Mazin Nandikano. You've been an inspiration to the upcoming generation, because I must tell you, to be honest, I've been following you up online right from when you were in London before you came to Nigeria officially to declare your agitation, and even at the point in time when they instructed the soldiers to come to your house in Abia State, that they came there to shoot. But one thing I want to say, you've been doing a very good job, and it's only God in heaven that will strengthen you, because at this point in time, I am glad that when they came to your house to shoot, that you managed to, you know, make your way, because I must tell you the truth, the government, the Fulani, they want to kill themselves, not you, because they can never kill you. You are a godsend. They can never kill you. You've saved that they will die at the end of the day. One thing I want to say is, whatever we need to do, because the country needs to break up, because there is nothing, no system that is working. Imagine even here in Cape Town, as a Nigeria, if you're pregnant and you go to the hospital and unfortunately the doctor recommends that you have to put through a CMS, you understand, for delivery.
Yes.
I'm telling you, my brother, that it will be done for free of charge. Things that are not done at home. Imagine if a woman in labor goes to the hospital, and at a point in time, it was the doctor prescribed that she has to go CMS. We're talking about 500,000. We're talking about 300,000. We're talking about huge amounts of money. And the person does not have it. And Nigerian doctors are so wicked that if you don't have the money, they will have to look at the person to die out of labor. You see, you see, we're traveling abroad. We're going out diaspora. It is not like we have the intention to go there. If things are working at home, what will make someone go there? If things like what is working, if there's an electricity, I was back home last year. I thought things have changed. I didn't know that things have come from back to us. The whole roads that I know that was initially, you know, a bit better has come from better to worse. Even normally things go from better and good better to the best. But things are not working. And the only way we can do this is to break up. If there's any petition, what I'm trying to say, Bazi, if there's any petition, we should be signing in order to spread the global attention. You should drop the file on the page so that we could be able to sign it, because agitation, people that are agitating something, people like Mayogu General, Olayomi Koike Media, and they dropped their link to sign, and I think I've been contributing. All I want is a referendum, a breakup in that country, because from what I see, that nothing will work. Because the fact that nothing has worked for the past 6 years, nothing will definitely work. Because they are only using blindfolding, as in deceiving, to tell us when they come, they say, okay, we'll give you light, we'll give you electricity, we'll give you job, we'll give you this, we'll give you that. But at the end of the day, when they come, they forget about all their promises. That is not his word. And finally, I want to bless you and your family, to protect you, and the Lord will strengthen you onto this journey, and we will get it by the special grace of God.
He said, thank you very much for calling. They are deceiving people, they are lying to people, because we allowed them to get away with murder. When they tell you about non-violent agitation and all the rest of it, for you to be peaceful, for you to love God and for God to love you, the same people that gave you the Bible did not tell you there were revolutions across Europe, even in America, before they built the type of society that they have today. That's what they never teach you that. Once you allow people who are corrupt to get away with corruption, corruption can only multiply. That is why we do things the way we do it. Anywhere we see any injustice or something is going wrong, we nip it in the bud. You may go away and create 10,000 Facebook accounts, we're talking about it. That is your business. Because we want Biafra to be pure. And in Biafra land, believe you me, there will be free hospital treatment for at least emergency cases, because we will have what is called universal insurance. Everybody will pay into it, so that when you're sick, you go to the nearest hospital and get. We know what to do. Everybody knows that we know what to do. It is that we are not being given the opportunity to be able to showcase what we can do. I had a caller waiting on the other line. Your name and where you're calling from, please, if you may. Good morning to you. Let me see. Yes, please, your name and where you're calling from.
Thank you very much, Mazi. My name is Sidera. I call you from South Africa, sir.
The same South Africa, please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. You know, number of the time of your home, they cannot deliver for the humanity issue in the Gorai, because the leader like you, they are this early morning, they are not getting food and I take a mother for. And even more than cow, man, I call you a good. Maz, I want three questions to you, sir. Even you.
Go ahead.
Number one, yeah, it is a you know, because I want my bro, we are not aware, we have never had the meaning of the name called Nigeria. The other thing that you have taught us, as the many which you have taught us, that the meaning is liberal. Now we have followed it and understand it even in the...
It's actually Niger, not even Negro. It is Niger.
Nigger. We have seen black people fighting all over that particular, when they call that name.
Yes.
So my question to you, sir, this morning, sir, how did Nigeria, that Nigger, come up with the Giant of Africa? That is number one. How did they come up with that name, Giant? Because I don't know anything giant about this. Is it by looting or by wickedness or by what? How did they come up with that particular name, Giant? As you have taught us, we really want to know the, how did they come up with that name. That's my number one question, sir. Yes. Number two question to you, sir. That's the one that is bothering me so much. I really want you to assist me in this particular one. BTV. Sir, I'm in part of the media team for Biafra. Mm-hmm. And I have been attending meetings for BTV, the collection of the media. And I must be honest with you, I know my colleagues may say, why did I come up open? But we are stretched, not by, it seems like there are certain things bothering us and we don't have a solution. And I have to ask you, sir, how do we make BTV viable? Because even if it's a YouTube...
Don't go too far. Okay. Don't go too far. Okay. We are doing something... Yes, South Africa, is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And don't worry. We'll just wait and see. Just watch and see what's going to happen to BTV.
Okay, sir.
BTV will be the most popular television station in the whole of Africa.
Amen.
So don't worry about that. We know what we are doing. We know what... You see, the thing about this generation is that we understand where our fathers made their... Not just... They were forced into making some mistakes with this system and 70 because they never prepared. Now we have time to prepare. And we are going to do it slightly differently and we'll see the results. BTV will be the most watched television station in the world. As we say, in Biafra land or in Nigeria or in West Africa, said the whole of Africa, BTV will be number one very soon. As Radio Biafra is all over the world right now.
Yes.
Go ahead, your third question. I've answered the second one. I will answer the first one. I've answered the third one, please.
The third one is about 3 weeks or so ago on your broadcast, sir. You said there will be a call who will come from somewhere to the elders. Now you are aware that we don't have an elder. So I hope you have the right number to give whoever that will call. Because if that number goes to Nyangwood, you know the answer. So I hope you know the particular, and whoever that will call that number know. Because when you use that word, the elder, some people will be doing press up thinking they are elder. You know we don't have elder. I hope that you are one of them. If you say elder, you are the only elder we know. Few that you know is our elder. If you don't know them as elder, we don't know them too. So that's my question, sir.
Thank you very much. And it will not happen. I know the numbers that we gave. Those that we referred to people who were asking in America, we gave them the telephone numbers of men of honor and integrity, those who will not sell us out. We cannot go to Ohanaeze or go to Mundo after killing us. Then he wants us to go to him. What is he going to do for us? He's not going to do anything for us. And coming to your first question, the only way that Nigeria became the giant of Africa was because of the oil and gas coming from Biafra land. And they wanted to give us the impression that this is the most populous black nation in the world. Because they were hiding something. The British were hiding something. They were using Nigeria darkness, the name of darkness, to cover light, which is Biafra. It's just a game that they're playing. Because I've said this for nearly 10 years now. They believe, some people, those in your cultic realm, they believe that the coming of Biafra will signify the end of the world, as we know it.
Yes.
So they had to bring that name Niger to give it to an area encompassing also Biafran people, so that they are thinking that darkness will suppress the light. That is why in a place where you have Biafra, which is light, you have the name Niger over it. And I tell you, the giant of Africa, everybody knows it's useless. Go and look at the list of the fastest growing economies in Africa. They didn't even make the 11th position. That is how useless they are. But as forces of darkness are working over time, so also is Satan himself. They are working over time to blind our people to the truth and to the reality. Nigeria is not a giant, has never been a giant, and will never be a giant. It is a complete and absolute failure. Thank you very much for calling. BTV is going to be very strong all over the world. that the world will know how powerful and how determined we are. They are playing with us. They have no idea who we are. And we are going to shock them. We are going to shock them. We are live. You can now drop the line, please. You may drop the line if you may. You may drop the line if you may. Thank you very much for calling. This does it mean that iPhone is not that strong or what? Every little thing will just crash. Every just multiple calls coming in and it crashes. That is dreadful. Absolutely dreadful. All fancy. Expensive and fancy. For no reason. Unbelievable. I'm disappointed in iPhone. Disappointed, honestly speaking. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Your name and where you're calling from, if you may. Can you hear me? Turn your system down. Turn your system down. You call us back. I have no time to waste. Turn your system down if you want to call us. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The call has failed. The call has failed. Honestly speaking, I am disappointed in iPhone. Heavily disappointed. The caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir.
Then your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
My name is Onajite Higo.
And where are you calling from?
Yeah. I'm calling from Germany.
And where are you from? Back in...
Can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you. Where are you from back home? I know you're calling from Germany, but where do you come from? Your village.
Okay, I am Urobo, partly Urobo and partly is just Biafra.
Wonderful. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
I actually want to appreciate what you have been doing for us. And I want to appreciate the leaders of our people. That is the leader of IPOB leadership. I want to appreciate them also for bringing us together and for making every one of us, especially we from the coastal part, for we to realize who we are, for we to realize our background, for we to realize our identity. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very, very much, and thank you for calling. This is the type of calls I want to take. We are all Japan people. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Your name and where you're calling from, if you may, please.
I'm calling from, my name is Okechukwu Nolum. I'm calling from Indonesia.
From Indonesia, the whole world is listening. Please go ahead. The world now listening to you.
I'm very, very happy to hear your voice and also speaking directly to you today for being there for us and making us to know who we are, also to open our eyes and make the whole world to know what we are passing through over there in Nigeria.
When you mentioned, is that correct? Were you part of those that brought that useless zoological, the zoo embassy down yesterday? Because I commended them.
Well, we're trying to join up on that movement, but in our group on IPOP, we have an order not to join that movement because we are not permitted to do so. But everything that happened there, I know all about it.
Very good. Very, very good, because I commended those of them that went out there to do this marvelous work. Marvelous, marvelous work. Because as I speak, the zoo is collapsing. They are the laughing stock of the whole world. They are. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Of course we do. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Your name and where you're calling from? The caller on the phone, I've taken your call. Your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Mazi Chinedunwangwo. I'm calling from Libya.
From Libya. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Yes. Go ahead.
I'm the National Financial Secretary in Libya.
I hope you are not involved in the trafficking of our women, as committee of who are in Turkey are doing.
God forbid, Mazi. God forbid.
Thank you very much.
Such a business, please.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Mazi, I really thank you for what you have been doing, but please allow me to call you this name. I want to, like I do told some of my friends, that you are a godsend. You are Saint Mazi Nnamdi Kanu.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Please go ahead.
So, sir, please, I really thank you and I really thank God for God giving us somebody like you. So, please, my contribution here is what is happening in the zoo. Men are falling. So, my brother, please, what can we do to save our brothers in the zoo?
We are doing...
Wait.
I understand what people are passing through. You will speak in a minute. What we are doing, we are not going to make public, because once you make it public, there are desperate people. There are those who were fathered by Fulani people during the war. There are those who don't... You know, there is paternity test now all over the place. That is the new craze, paternity test. If we conduct a DNA test in our land, you will find out that 100% of every saboteur and those that will carry our information to the enemy, they will be fathered by people who are not, their father is not their friend. I'm telling you. So that's the way it is. Once we make it public what we are going to do, believe you me, some people will go out and start seeking to make money of it. If people like Ohanaeze, who seemingly are well-fed people, so they claim, can be traitors and saboteurs, how much, you know, less, I should say, about people who are hungry. So we have to be very, very careful. Please run ahead and continue what you're saying.
Okay, sir. So, please, I believe that Biafra is worth dying for. So, because wherever, here and there, so let me speak it in Igbo language, I believe very soon I have a Fukwaniya. And the Ayin men here be ready anytime, any day. Because Hana Jumana Simona, Umunaya Nebu, the road he had that he would reach him from something like, let's assume, volunteers. Eba, that one go to no state, yet that I'm more bridge. That men here, and so many men who will be like, let me not speak mind of every other person, let me speak my mind. Anytime, any day, I'm ready to die for Biafra. I'm ready to not know what you are now, because even in the men are Biafra now, they won't, at times, I don't like watching me and send the gas in a platform, because once I'm watching it, I will be sharing tears. The other day, I'm watching this woman, somebody's sister, our sister, for God's sake. So, let me give people Biafra is worth dying for.
Just wait where you are. Wait where you are for a minute. Stay where you are, stay on the line for a minute, because it is very, very important that we get to the bottom of this. Now, there are people who are saying, work with the governors, work with Ohanaeze, work with Pandev, work with everybody, do this and all, do that. Now, I'm asking you a question. In which part of the world will you have elders and one of their daughters we are butchered? Her body parts strewn all over the place. Yet they have not said anything. Yet there is no single word of condemnation of what the Fulanis have done. Instead, they are giving them land. Instead, they are selling land to them to continue the killing, the raping of our own mothers, defiling our land, defiling our mothers. I don't understand it. I have never seen such useless people ever in my life. And these are the people that you want the noble IPOB to work with. People that when their own daughters are being raped and butchered, out of cowardice, they say nothing. And if you rise up to do something, they will connive with the enemy to kill you. What sort of men are these, I ask? I don't sleep at night. I keep pondering and pondering. Where did God get these people from? And put them in our land. From where did the likes of only our world come from? That your own daughter is being killed. Not just raped and killed, but her body dismembered. They cut off her leg, they cut off her breast, strewn it all over the place. And you claim you are an elder. Oh my God in heaven, these people These people don't deserve to live, I'm telling you. They don't deserve to live.
Honestly, my friend, we have no elders in neighborland. I have to tell you the truth. Honestly, we have no elders. But the only love they have that we are just waiting for you to give. You're only going to last us for 1 week or 2 weeks. You're going to die. We go there. I'm going to see my for 2 weeks. I'm going to go to them. At least we start from that. We start from our elders. If you know, I'm not going to do that. If you don't go to our elders, you're going to last 2 weeks. You're going to die, command there. I'm going to leave this Libya down to Biafra land because my land worth dying for. You're going to die in Abama. I'm not happy anymore.
It's very, very sad, very, very sad indeed. Very, very sad indeed. Extremely sad. Extremely sad. There are people who are calling and calling. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. There are some people, if the lines permit, there are some people I'm going to have to call myself. Let me take this call. They come on the phone. Can you hear me? Yeah. The world is listening. This is not serious. This is not serious. Not at all. There are some people that I may have to call. There are some people that I may have to call. But I'm so disappointed with iPhone. Honestly, it's just rubbish. iPhone is just name. Pure rubbish, I'm telling you. Pure nonsense. It doesn't do the work it's supposed to do. It's all hype and name. It doesn't do nothing. Absolutely nothing. Please, I want to be able to return certain calls. Please do bear with me. I want to be able to return. Unbelievable. What is this? Oh my goodness, it is everywhere. It is everywhere. People, the calls, the amount of calls coming in is just way too much. Way too much. They call on the phone, can you hear me? Hello? For the last time, they call on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you're calling from? I can hear you. Your name and where you're calling from, please. Can you hear me? No. She cannot hear me. Unfortunately, she is not able to hear me. She's not able to hear me. The calls are so numerous that I cannot for the life of me be able to tell that even this. I don't know what else to do, to be honest, because the calls are just flooding in, and it's not even, the system, the iPhone itself can't cope. The call on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. My name is Uma from Miracle, calling from India.
Uma from Miracle from India. Please walk away from your system. Walk away from your system, please, and speak to us.
My name is Omar from Miracle. I'm calling from India.
Then go ahead, please.
Yeah, I can hear you.
No, he is listening via his system, and that is very sad. It's a no-no for us. Once you do that, you are finished. You are gone. We won't talk to you again. They call on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please. No. They are still waiting to hear their own voice. Unbelievable. They call on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What is your name and where are you calling from? Stop waiting to listen from your system.
Okay, I'm calling from India. My name is Mo from Miracle.
Yes, go ahead. Oh, dear me. And that ends. Let me take this call. They call on the phone, can you hear me? They call on the phone, can you hear me? They are all waiting. Everybody is waiting for their voice to come out. They want to hear it on their system before they can. Oh no, I shouldn't have. Let me go back to this very caller and get them to try to speak to us if they are serious. They call on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello, good morning, sir. Good morning, Chief, my great leader.
Please, good morning. Ifan, go ahead.
My name is Ifan Chukwu Ojukwu. I reside in Libya, Benghazi. I'm National Zonal Coordinator of Benghazi in Libya, sir.
Thank you very much. Please, go ahead.
So I really thank you, and I pray that Chukwu Kadema will keep on blessing you for the good work you have been doing for us.
You said, I'm blessing you.
I have no question, but I just want to thank you so much because In fact, I don't know what we would have done without you, Mazin Namunde Okukalo. We thank you so much. And sir, please, I want you to know that we in Libya, we IPOB, sir, we are really working hard in order to meet up with IPOB expectations, sir. Thank you very much, sir. May God keep on stretching you and your family.
You too. Bless you too. There are some people that I am going to call. There are some people, when I call you with a different line, please, I feel sorry because there are so many calls on the line they can't get through. So if you're lucky, I will randomly pick out your number and I will call you. Please, do not distribute this very number. Or maybe I can change it afterwards, today, at some point. Please, I am going to call some of you. I am going to call some of you. And when I do so, please, do not give away nor distribute this very number. Because some of you, I can see, you want to get through, but you cannot. Some of our mothers want to get through, but they cannot. And we want to do something about it. It is very, very difficult. This is the height of multitasking. Doing multiple things at the same time. I am trying to see if they can take the call. This one doesn't understand that I am the one calling. I'm the one calling. I am going to say that this is Radio Biafra. So they will know I'm the one calling. So they can pick up. They should stop trying very desperately to call. Let me take this right. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the line, can you hear me for the last time? No, they're wasting time. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Your name and where you're calling from? Good morning,
sir.
Good morning to you. You're very sharp. I like who are very sharp, please. Your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Adekunle Chidebere.
Adekunle Chidebere. Adekunle Chidebere. Adekunle Chidebere. Is everything okay? Adekunle Chidebere. One person. Is everything all right?
Yeah, my dad is a Yoruba. My mom is from Anambra.
Wonderful. May Chukwuka Kabi am bless you. You're one of us. So when I say I have Yoruba cousins, you are one of them. Chidebere. Adekunle. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Maz, I'm very happy to call you today. I've been looking for a way to hear your voice. I even see you.
I'm very, very happy that we have our own people, our flesh and blood. Inside Yoruba man, thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I want to ask some questions.
Yes, go ahead.
I don't know why the issue of this Biafra.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, the car on the line, please. Yes, you go ahead. I'm listening. You go ahead. Sorry?
Are you with me, sir?
I'm hearing you, too. Better go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Are you with me?
I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
I don't know why anybody.
Chidebere, can you hear me? It's the Zoom network. Zoom network has taken place. I have a caller on my other line, please, your name and where you're calling from, if you may. Can you hear me? Good morning to you. Please, your name and where you're calling from?
From Biafra
land. And what is your name?
Yes, from Biafra land, yeah. My name is Desmond.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. We are listening.
I'm so happy to hear your voice. I'm so happy to thank you, to talk to you. I don't have any questions. I'm just so enlightened. I'm just so happy. Oh my God. May God bless you. May God bless you.
Thank you.
May God bless you. I'm so happy to talk to you this morning. I'm so happy for all you do for us. I'm so happy. Oh my God.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling. Our lines are open. All those questions, all those questions, I want to answer them today. I want to answer them. Your name and where you're calling from, the caller on the line, please. Can you hear me?
Mazi?
Yes, please.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
My name, I can hear you. My name is, good morning, Mazi. My name is Naidozi Ogungo, calling from Anambra, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Mazi, I don't have any question. Mazi, I love what you are doing.
Thank you.
Continue to do.
Give you more insight, give you more understanding, give you more power.
Jaffra must come. There's nothing anybody can do about it. Bible says that get on high cannot prevail. We know we have many enemies. Enemies are in the west, are in the south, are in the north, they are everywhere. But the power of God is above all. May God protect you. I love you. I love your family. I love your standard.
Thank you very
without much.
Thank you very much.
Mazi, in this course, you lost your father and the mother. What else again? May God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. These are the type of people that every day when I wake up, I thank Chukwu Kikabiama for them because they are conscientious. They understand. Good morning to you from here. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
This is not from there. I'm calling from India, from Ebonyi State, Biafra.
You're from Ebonyi State. You're in India. Please go ahead.
Okay, I want to say a very big thank you for your work.
Your line is very faint. It's very, very faint. We cannot proceed. It is very, very faint. We cannot proceed. People are calling from all over the world. From all over the world, once you call, endeavor to turn down your system and listen to us. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, good morning, Mazi.
Good morning to you. Turn your system down, please. Turn it down.
Somewhere, Chukwu Nabo from Holland.
From Holland, thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah. That's a guy who can all the money in and all the hotel and engineer follow. That's a guy who can Chukwu ya wagu me. Do you do you know when do you see that is Biafra?
Yes, sir.
Sense kantunya so dice nchale juta kamalebe ntumbe siwa in contact with IPOB in Netherlands here in Holland.
Yes, you should call one of our inquiry lines. Go to my page on Facebook, you scroll down, you will see the inquiry lines, and let me see if I have it here right in front of me so I can repeat it. This is the number to call if you wish to be part and parcel of IPOB family. It is very, very straightforward. Do bear with me and I will get it in a short while and I'll give it to you. The number to call is +61. Basically, it will be on my page. I'm going to post this on my page in a minute. Please, can somebody post all the contact details and inquiry lines, please? I'll give it to you anyway. +61.
Okay.
434. 434. 29.
Yeah. 29.
47.
47.
45.
45.
That is the number.
Okay.
Call that number and somebody will, they will give you all the details of our coordinators, which we cannot make, you know, open for the whole world to know live on air, and they will give it to you. You will call them and you can join the family meeting in Holland. And once this whole corona restriction is over, I will be in Holland to preach this very first in a town hall meeting. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for calling. And may Chukwukita Biama continue to guide and sustain you. I want people to call to ask questions. Some people said that they are not Jewish. Not everybody is. Not all of us can be. Please, I've said it many times, and I have the proof to substantiate everything that I say. Everything that I tell you is gospel, truth from heaven. Not all of us. Some of us are from some of us are from Jekebe, some are from Bende. some are from Ekoi, some are from Ijagam. Some of us, we have all these Anyoma. Some of us, we come from different places in the land of Biafra. All we are making a proponent. Namba and DHH and Asu, no, Kamasu, then, Orofu. I have said it before, we are not one people. But Elohim brought us together under Biafra. That is why I said, even in Igbo language, if you talk about, I think I was, I saw something that was quite interesting on Facebook. People were, how would you greet somebody when you see them? Some would say, Kekime, Kekime. Or something of that sort. So there are different people, you know, we speak the same language, but it means different things to different people. If you go to Soka and hear Soka people speaking, you won't understand them. If you come to my village and I'm speaking Ibek dialect, you won't understand me, I assure you. But in that little, in that same one, you have Omumu. If Omumu speaks this Omumu, you will not be able to understand them. I want us to get this thing into. I don't want us to project our jealousy of a people into where they come from. No. If you want to know, in fact, I'm going to make it compulsory that you, everybody will visit Arojibu and everybody will go to Umueri and Agulegi. You must go to understand part of their history. After going to Umueri and Agulegi, I want you to go to Umri. And when you go to Umri, go and look for the Adama of Umri. These are the custodians of the truth. He is not just a renown, I'm not saying that. These are men who are custodians, truthful men. Go to the Adama of Umri. And you know who you are. I don't want to get upset about this. We are dear friends, we are supposed to be reasonable. We are led by evidence, not sentiment, not greed, not envy, not jealousy. As an average IPOB person, you are led by the evidence in front of you. Incontrovertible. If we present something to you that you have difficulties or issues with, present a counter argument. When I want to demolish the zoo, I don't just say, what they're doing is not true. No, I look for a superior counter argument to destroy whatever nonsense they're concocting. That's how we're going to debate in the new Biafra. We're not going to debate like blind people. Oh, I don't agree. The question is, why don't you agree? You don't say, I don't agree because I don't agree. It makes no sense. We want to be able to learn here. Maybe you are right. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I am the one that needs to be corrected or to be put on the path of the straight and the narrow. You present your evidence before me. Then I will follow you. It is called submitting to superior argument. Anything I say, anything somebody else says that you disagree with, present a counter superior argument. Never dismiss anybody without presenting something that is superior to what they are saying. That is the new Biafra that we want. Not the Biafra of dummies. I know to agree. Why don't you agree? You don't know why you don't agree. Please, I want us to build a viable civilization. And the only way we are going to build that is by interrogating what we say. I am not saying that asking questions is not a good thing. It is a very good thing. Somebody has been trying to call. I will endeavor to try and call them back. This line is jammed. I'm telling you the truth. iPhone is rubbish. It is absolute garbage. Rubbish. Multiple calls and it crashes. And there are other phones I'm using here. People call and call and call. The lines are still strong and active, like this one I'm picking now. They call on the phone. Can you hear me?
Ramaza, can I hear you? Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, my name is Nweze Chisholm Iwukumere.
Iwukumere, thank you very much.
From Igbocha in Biafra land.
Igbocha is our capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I'm very pleased to hear from you this morning. And I say, may Chukwu Kikabe and Meke Karowa be with you and guide you. My leader, I greet you and I say, may Ndegede and Ndeokpo those that keep you and you are doing this work, we are praying for you here in Ibuasa. We are doing the needful. We will make sure that we will follow you to the end and Biafra will come at last.
I'm
happy to hear from you this morning. And I say, may Chukwu Kikada and Mekikuruwa be with you and give you the strength, the wisdom, and understanding. At the end, the Biafra will come to the glory of Chukwu Kikada.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. He just prayed. I have a caller on the line, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, Ma, good morning.
Good morning to you. The caller from USA said on the line. Please go ahead.
My name is Chidozi. I'm calling from Noida, India.
From India, thank you very much. The world is listening.
Yes.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, Ma, really, I must say that every Biafran has a right to appreciate you for what you are doing for us, and you are like, you are a Messiah to us, because even personally, every Biafran should be learning from what you are teaching us to apply on our daily lives, because we are kind of making a correction to our personal lives, not only about Biafra restoration, but a life after Biafra restoration. You understand? So I want to really appreciate you with this time, and also encourage you to do more for us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You are very kind. Our people are very kind. These are those that I remember. And I know that this work we are doing is not in vain. I have a caller on the line who has patiently been waiting. I believe you are calling from Ghana. Is that correct?
My name is Aliza. I'm calling from Ghana.
From Ghana. Thank you very much. The world is listening. Please go ahead.
Actually, the nation man is in a line, because without you, man, I have been there for all the difference. I'm almost sorry, you see, I have a day number one. Because, oh, I have a day to leave you.
Go ahead.
I have this religion. When I just say, this Muslim, because all the Muslims, I know not the whole world, all Muslims be problem. Not the whole world. When I say Biafra, I allow the Muslim can I be their mosque in Biafra land.
Hello?
Hello. There will be mosques everywhere, including Biafra land. There will be, because you cannot stop people from worshipping. They may worship in their homes, but every building, every dimension will be determined by the state, because there will be freedom of worship. So people are allowed to worship.
But in our rich future, in our children, by then, we could be to another problem in our land, Biafra. Now that I just
You must allow them. You must allow everybody to worship whoever and whomever they wish to worship. We cannot interfere. It is between that person and his or her God, and nothing to do with the state. The faith that I practice is something that is unique to myself, between me and my God. I'm not seeking for validation from anybody else. The same way we are not allowed to intrude upon people's belief or faith. So they can be in Biafra land, but they have to abide by the rules and the laws of the land. That's how it's going to be.
Okay,
He said, thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. We are trying to connect. Our sister is pleading for me to be saying, please, I want to speak. Can you try and call me? We are going to do the best we can. But at the same time, we are trying to see if we can get people to speak to us via Skype. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you, sir.
You place your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Jenny. I'm calling from Italy.
From Italy, please go ahead.
Yes, I just want to appreciate you, what you are doing, because my husband is from Anambra. So I just want to appreciate you. May the good Lord want to continue to bless you. Anyone that wants to stand against this administration, God will put them down in the mighty name of Jesus.
Isa.
Yeah, according to the book of Isaiah 54, verse 17. No weapon fashioned against you will ever prosper. Every tongue that will rise against you shall be condemned. Any way they are gathered against this Abraham, they will scatter in the mighty name of Jesus. May the good Lord continue to bless you, sir. I appreciate everything you are doing.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for your wonderful prayers. I thank you very much for that. We have callers all over the place. In fact, here we have over how many missed calls? I think people should abandon WhatsApp and call direct, please, on that number I gave you. My goodness me. Maybe this is better. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling from?
I am Ibunis from Enugu State.
Enugu, thank you very much. Yeah. And where are you based? Are you calling from Biafra land?
No, I'm calling from Nasarawa State.
From Nasarawa, thank you very much. And what are you doing there? In Nasarawa, are they not killing people there?
No, they are not killing people here.
Okay, very good. I think maybe Nasarawa is they are baggy people. They are not Fulani. Go ahead, please.
I want to thank God for what you have been doing for us, how you have been fighting for our freedom. And also, I want to also comment to those people that used to make some comments concerning what he said the other day. Because, I know that what he said that there must be a freedom worship. And some people misunderstand you.
Yes.
Some people misunderstand you by saying that if Biafra was given, that you will convert everybody to Jewish.
What happened? His line is off, but I know what he's trying to say, and I'll finish it for him. What he's trying to say is that people don't listen. Most black people don't listen. And on top of not being able to listen, they don't reason. There will be freedom of religion. The same way it has been with the ancients. And I made a simple, I alluded to a phenomenon that we have in our land. And I keep asking you, the deity you have in your village, is it the same deity they have in the other village? I'm asking. Some have a deity called Atan, and some have one called Agunabalajana in the one Chukwudeze deity. Has anyone come to your village to stop you from offering sacrifices at the shrine or the altar of these deities that you worship? Is Atan and Chukwudeze are the same deity? I don't know why people cannot reason. I said, there will be freedom of religion. You can worship a snake if that is what tickles your fancy. You can worship a spider if that is what will bring you salvation. You can worship an earthworm if that is what gives you succor and joy. Why don't you understand that? Are people that, they don't reason? I said that Biafra land will be built upon the Ten Commandments of God of Heaven, the Lord of Hosts, and I make no apologies for that. Israel is a Jewish state. In Israel, there are mosques. In Israel, there are churches. And Israeli Defense Force protects all these places. In Saudi Arabia, the state of Islam, I believe they now have churches in some areas. In Kuwait, there are churches. In Oman, there are churches. In Malaysia, there are churches. In Indonesia, there are churches. They've not killed them. In the United States of America, there are mosques. So what is wrong with black people that cannot reason very well? Any idiot who is bored will come online and start talking rubbish about religion. They don't understand. Because they are stupid and they are very daft. I mean, in our land. Do you think that the Biafrans are people you can go to and force them to stop doing what they're doing without a compelling reason? That means you don't know Biafra, then. You know, some of that means you don't even know who you are. Why do you think that you'll be formidable? Did we kill anybody? Did we force anybody? Very soon we shall have the largest standing army in the whole of Africa. Is it by force? Is it not volunteering? People volunteer. Because we are reasonable people. When you convince somebody with a superior argument, they submit to that argument. Until they find the superior one. These are who we are. These are the people that we are. Not people you can lead sheepishly. And it is impossible. Have you ever heard anybody who practices Judaism going out to force you to worship the God of heaven? I have said it time and time again that every religion comes from one God, indivisible God of heaven. I've said it before. Why don't you gradually understand? Who doesn't believe in God in this world? Even the deity in your village, you are praying to, you are asking your deity to please talk to God for you. Even that snake you're looking at, you're asking that snake to talk to God for you. If you're a Christian, you are praying and you're for Jesus Christ to intercede to beg God Almighty. Or you're asking the Virgin Mary to pray to God. If you're in Islam, you're asking Muhammad to please beg God for you. Everybody calls that one God. Everybody. And you're telling me that we come from Biafra land where we have Tamuno. Where we have Abase, where we have Olisa, where we have Chukwu, everybody agrees. And you're telling me to build a nation outside who we are. Our name is Umuchukwu. Please, people should stop being very foolish. Let me go to the call on the phone. The call on the phone, can you hear me? I am now coming to you. I'll put you on hold. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, sir.
Please go ahead, your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Mazi Chadi Kobi Eze. I stay in Libya, but my state, I'm calling from Libya. I'm from Enugu, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Please permit me to speak in our beautiful language, that is Igbo.
No, you can speak English, so speak English. The world is listening. It's not just Igbo people listening. The whole of Biafra is listening. The whole world is listening. Speak English, please. No matter how you speak it, but speak English. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I use this opportunity to thank you, my reader. I really appreciate what the good work you are doing. I'm here in Libya, and I try my best to open my IPOB family. I am the national coordinator. I say, Michuko Club, you're my guide and protect you wherever you are going, my reader. That's what I have to say this morning.
Thank you very much, and you're very kind. We have IPOB family people in Libya. I have somebody who has been waiting on the phone. They call on the phone. I presume you're calling from the UK. Your name, please, and your precise location, if you may.
Yes, thank you very much. My name is Bishop Chikwendo Elowa. Actually, I'm Moyo Akulaga Afaruku, but I live in the UK, you know.
Wow.
So I just want to use this opportunity to appreciate you, my brother Enke. You know, I just want to say that you're doing very well. First of all, I accept my condolences over the death of His Royal Highness and Lolo, you know. It's a sad situation. Then, on where we are, I just want to let you know that what you're doing, in fact, at some point I describe it as what Napoleon cannot do, you know. What you're doing is something that people have dared to do it, but they could not go a step further, you know. And all the people you see as enemies, people who are trying to, put stud on what you're doing, I tell you, it is sheer envy because they were not able to even move a step ahead of what you're doing. But I equally want to say that we are not, in fact, everyone is a Biafran, even though they might not be members of IPOB and all that. People are Biafrans in their minds all over. They have stopped. Anytime you mention Biafra, to be honest, everybody is just like, what is Nnamdi Kanu going to do today? That is what they are looking at. But you must remain focused. You must remain. Nobody should, by any chance, make you to leave your focus. You must remain resolute, just like your language, remain resolute. Your ball, your eye must always be on the ball. You know, then in Nigeria as it stands today, or Niger area as it stands today, I tell you, anyone who is telling you restructuring, they are the real enemies of Nigeria.
And please, my brother, tell them who you are. What is your title again, as you said from the beginning?
My name is Bishop Chikwendo Eloa.
Are you an Islamic bishop?
No, I'm a Christian.
Are you a bishop of traditional religion?
No, I am a Christian.
Are you a Jewish bishop?
I am a Christian.
Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. So, the point here is that anyone telling you about restructuring, because the point where Nigeria is today is at the point where everybody, it is either we come down to agree on how to live in that country or anything else is division. Let us go our separate way and see how far we can, live this life. I was born in that country, raised in that country, schooled in that country. In fact, the state of Nigeria today wasn't what it was when we were born. You know, we are having that spirit of one Nigeria at that time, because at some point, well, the treatment wasn't as bad as it is today. It is now so bad that we must have to sit down, talk about it, resolve it, or part our ways. So I'm tapping at your back to say, you are not accepting anything less than Biafra if there is no way to make sure that we have an equal stake in that country. Let there be Biafra. Please, my brother. More feathers to your wing, I'm just asking God to continue to give you this strength to carry on.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. A brother and a bishop. They call on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Yes, your name and where you're calling from.
Okay, my name is Prince Allison Azu. I'm calling from Lomé Togo.
From Lomé.
From
Abreba. Thank you very much. Yes, go ahead.
Our Mazin, I'm very, very happy to speak to you this morning. Oh, when you talk about English in the joke, whatever that way, that the Lord will bless you.
Yes, sir.
And the Lord will give you the power to carry on in this different situation. Because I'm going to keep saying, in the Fulani, they might. Daddy, I'm very, very happy to speak to him. Oh my God. The Lord will protect your family, and the Lord will guide you and your family.
Yes,
the Lord, the true of God, Yama, bless you and protect you. No weapon person against you shall prosper.
Yes, sir.
I pray that no weapon person against you shall prosper.
Yes, sir.
If I'm not name, against you, they will not succeed.
Yes,
I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
my pastors, yeah, one lawyer, all those things didn't happen. Nobody wants to come out. But you only go, only you that come out to save our lives. I pray that everybody that against you, what they must die. They will never succeed.
Mister?
I'm telling you.
Mister?
They will never succeed. Mister? Tesla must come.
Mister?
Tesla must come.
Tesla must come.
I'm telling you, Tesla must come.
Yes.
Thank you, our lovely daddy.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. Anybody who is fighting against us, you are wasting your time. You are wasting your time. You can never ever. People wrap envy and jealousy in criticism. Say, oh, we are trying to be critical. But all they're doing is exhibiting their envy, or should I say their enviousness, their jealousy, and the fact that they are not alone. They can, you cannot be me, you cannot be born in Afara. I come from Afara, you know what that means. And incidentally, Biafra came to me. I didn't go to Biafra, Biafra came to Okulisiobwe, where my ancestors come from. It is not something that the jealousy of people is expected. I love it actually. That goes to show we are doing something right. That is why they try to twist everything that we say. If we say it's black, they say, oh, no, it's white. I saw something that some people were speculating, you will not believe it. You won't believe it. I'll try and see if I can find a read it to you. They said, I'll read it out in the open to tell you what some Igbo people, how desperate they are, and what they have been doing abroad, and how Elohim has been disgracing them comprehensively. 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 You know what they wrote? They said, listen, what they are writing, they said it's restricted. There is a 2020 report by the United States Commission for International Religious Freedom, which in the Nigerian section expressly named IPOB as one of the entities levying attacks on places of worship in Nigeria. IPOB, we are attacking. you know what? When bribery meets corruption, meets envy, and they meet jealousy, it's a concoction of evil. We are going to deal with the fools. Do you know that anytime I advertise that I'm going to a particular country, Igbo people, Igbo, IGBO, Igbo. They will write to that country, they will connive with the government of the Zoom to deny me entry into that country. They told Canada the same thing, Canada told them to go to hell. I traveled to Canada and I went back into the United States of America. That's what they do. Oh, we are fighting. I'm asking you, you claim you are fighting for your people. How come you have not done any live video? You have not given any interview on the fact that your people are being killed. Can't you see the bodies of dead men and women littering everywhere? And I don't know what happened to our people that we can no longer reason as we used to do in the olden days. I have no idea what is wrong with us. Somebody says he's a leader of you, he wants to lead you, and he walks past a corpse of an 18-year-old girl raped and killed by a Fulani. And when he arrived at the interview, the first thing he talked about is, I don't like the way Nnamdi Kanu is doing it, but he walks past a dead body killed by a Fulani that Nnamdi Kanu is fighting against. And when I see, you know, that is one thing I like about Sabo too, is this. Sabo, they know themselves, they gravitate towards one another. Saboteurs, they always converge around one another, making it easier for us to destroy them in one go. They are still complicating, but they can never succeed, can they? I have a caller on the other line, can you hear me? The caller on the line, can you hear me? Your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you're calling from, if you may. It has come again. Good morning, my dear sister. I want to get you on speaker. If they will let me. If they will let me, just bear with me, please. I want to get you on speaker. This is astonishing. Can you hear me? Please. Oh, my goodness. iPhone is useless. Absolutely useless. Useless. Absolutely useless. They can't even wait. The calls are too much, I'm afraid, and I cannot be able. Somebody showed it to me, taught me how to stop all these calls from interrupting the one I'm on, but apparently it's not working. I tried it, it's not working. The calls are too much. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm still waiting.
Thank you very much. I've been able to get on speaker. Please tell us your name and where you're coming from.
Okay. Good morning, Marzi. My name is Njideka Biafra. I'm calling from Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. We are listening.
Thank you, Marzi. Honestly, my heart is full of joy for what you have been doing for us. I'm so grateful. I pray that may you folks Abiyama keep you alive for us in the name of Yahushua. So what I want to say is that I don't know, like all these people that have killed and run out of Biafra land, some have been in prison, and you know how Nigerian government works. They don't have law. What are we going to do when Biafra come? Are they going to go back in prison so that in their next words, they will never dream of killing a human being like them?
Anybody who will review every case that is pending, because we also know that Nigeria, the zoo itself, as you quite rightly pointed out, they have no laws. So every pending case of every convicted prisoner will be reviewed when Biafra is restored. Those who are guilty will serve out their sentences, and those who are innocent will be set free. That's what we're going to do. And we are also going to return every Biafran imprisoned anywhere in the world. We are going to make sure that we will send an aircraft to every country on this earth where a Biafran is a prisoner, for them to come and serve out their prison sentence in the land of Biafra. Because in Biafra land, our lives will matter. We will have dignity and we will have honor. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you very much.
I'm so grateful.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
May Elohim continue to bless, sustain, and guide you. We are live and we are direct. With the lines will be closing in the next 5 minutes. That means you've been on air for nearly 2 hours. Let me go and take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Your name and where you're calling from, please. Good morning to you.
My name is... Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
My name is Emmanuel Okoro.
And where are you calling from?
From Libya. I'm calling from Libya.
From Libya. Thank you very much. Too many Libyan calls today. What is going on? Please go ahead.
I'm the zonal coordinator in Musrata, Libya. I don't have any questions to ask. I just want to appreciate the good work of you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good morning, sir. My name is Chukwuma Chinedu Henry.
And where are you calling from, Chukwuma? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Benin Republic.
From Benin Republic, please go ahead. Benin Republic, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sir, I just want to thank you for the good work you are doing for Jeffers all over the world. I said, may Chukwu Kikabia my guide and protect you.
Yes, sir.
I am going through Facebook. I see what so many people have been commenting on Facebook.
What are they saying? I don't like gossip.
No.
What are they saying? Let's talk it here.
No, those of them that is sabotaging what we are doing.
What are they saying? What are they saying? Say it.
No, they are just saying that Mazi said that the pastors are criminals and all these things, and we keep telling them.
Did you hear what I said earlier about religion?
Yes, yeah, that is what the Yoruba media are just.
Then you ignore them and you move on, because the truth is constant. Remember what our late eternal leader said, Ojukwu. Remember what Ojukwu said.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Those things Ojukwu said were the reasons why he wanted Biafra in 1966 and 67. Are they not valid today?
Of course, sir.
Those that fought against Ojukwu, fought against Biafra, are they not suffering today?
Yes, they are suffering.
Do you know why they are suffering?
Yes, sir.
Because truth is constant, it never changes. So it doesn't matter how people lie or twist the truth, eventually people will know the truth. And that will set them free. Until the Jew called Nigeria accepts the truth that Ojukwu spoke in 1966 and 67, they will never find peace. They can dance around, they can do prayer vigil all the night. As long as they remain untruthful to a bully conference, they are finished. And that is why they are suffering. I wouldn't want you to spend your time listening to Yoruba gossip. It takes, I wouldn't say Yoruba because I have a cousin, Chidebere, who just called a while ago. The gossip of the Lagos Ibadan, Expressway Gutter Media. They have nothing else to do. They have nothing important to do. I have a caller on the line. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning, sir.
Your name and where you're calling from. Please.
My name is Chukwu Emeka. I'm from Ipuano, Abia State, Omaha.
Ipuano. Thank you very much.
Yes, I am appreciate the work you are doing.
Thank you.
I appreciate the work you are doing. There's one news I hear yesterday. I was.
I thank you very much. No, you are listening to your. You have your system beside you, and I said that is a no-no. Please, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
I'm hearing you, sir.
Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Please, am I speaking with Martin Nandekan, please?
Of course, who else will you be speaking with? Yes. Go ahead. No, they're wasting time. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Good morning, sir. Good morning to you. Your name and where you're calling from?
I can hear you. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. Thank you. Please go ahead.
I want to use this opportunity to thank you very much for the wonderful work I've been doing for Biafra Land, because relentless and we are moving and we are marching the damnable zoo in the name of Ochukwu Ekabiama. I've been following your program since 2012, and everything was moving majestically. I will thank you for doing that to us, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
I want to use this opportunity to table the little issue that I saw. I was on the line, you know, going through some profile, and I stumbled a video where Emiyati Allah, one of the representatives on someone of a brother's farm, they have some issues about their grazing in our backyard. He was there completely, and the man, Emiyati Allah, was boasting that he was given an order to graze in anywhere on part of Abia State by the governor and the CP. He mentioned a lot of them, all of our men there. The governor.
Hold on. When I was telling people many years ago that your governors are completely paying your suffering, that your governors are responsible. So people didn't hear me.
So, no, I understand that. I believe on this. I'm not trying to make it to understand the whole world to understand. I believe you from the first day. From the first day of your broadcast, I will be following you up. Even in Warwick, that one is later, I will call you up and that will discuss about that one. On Warwick, that is where I started following you up. I started doing things for IPOB without even joining the family, and I'm still struggling to get the accurate way to join the family. But I was doing with IPOB since Warwick.
Very good.
Since 2015, I'm the president of the person that make everything to work out in Warwick. the respect of the situation of Biafra. I need to understand what you, I believe you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, I do. Go
ahead. I'll be with you. I'll be following this. I'm just trying to see a family that can be very reliable due to the security reasons. But what I want to let you know is that I want to let the whole world to understand that what I've been saying is true. And I want to use this to justify it. Our governors are aware of everything that is happening at the root cause of our problem. When you are trying to make things work out, they have been the ones scandaling everything, spoiling everything. They have been the ones killing us. Imagine that woman crying and the man was saying before him. I mean that if it was a hotelist and he cannot go there, if there's any good, cannot go there. But as long as Abia State is concerned, then he has the right to go in.
The police commissioner in Abia State is busy arresting ICOB family members. I want our people to understand the enormity of the mess they are in. I want people to appreciate when we are angry and upset, the reason why we are enraged. A police commissioner will arrest people who are traveling. It's just unbelievable. The governor said you can grant anywhere you like because they promised him 5 presidential slots. The commissioner of police, a woman, destroyed all that. Oh my God, I don't know our people. I don't know if these people are actually Igbo people. I don't think so. Honestly, I don't think so. That you have grown-up men, all they do is that they gossip, and yet Yama is grazing and killing them. They will graze, they will kill, no arrest. You see somebody traveling on the road, you arrest them. You say, oh, you look like an IPOB member, they arrest you. And I'm fighting all over the world to get the world to understand what we are going through. And some evil men are busy gossiping. I don't know the God that made. I have no idea what type of God that made them. Thank you very much, Madam, for calling. We have come to the end of the program today, and of course, I don't know, to be honest with you, the time just flew. Only 2 hours, and the time just oh my goodness, just evaporated, just like that. We have come to the end of the program today, and I'll try and endeavor to do this every Friday. Just watch out for the announcement, please. I will try and do this every Friday. We will try and do this every Friday without fail. Maybe, hopefully, then we'll be able to try and accommodate more callers. A lot of people are calling. Very many people are calling. But unfortunately, we cannot do anything about it, because we have come to the end of the program. And I want to thank each and every one of you that listened, each and every one of you that tuned in. And by way of recap, I want to make it abundantly clear to all and sundry that Biafra Restoration is for everybody. There are professional gossipers. There are professional gossipers. Because we have been able to discover who they are, the fact that they have been fraudulently misleading our people for a very long time. They are not very happy, so they will always inbox you. Expect more inbox from them. That is what they do. That is what they are doing for their new Nigeria. That is what they will always continue to do. They are fighting for the zoo. They are masters who are supporters during the war. They were traitors even till now. And they will do all they can to derail this unstoppable. We are unstoppable. It doesn't matter what you write, what you say, the gibberish you utter. We are unstoppable. And Biafra will be restored as a result of it. And I'm not going to, if I'm saying this here, if we all work very hard and do as you're told. If you don't do as you're told, by this time next year, we will still be saying the same thing. But if you're strong and you're resolute and you're determined, then victory is ours this year. Because the zoo has no president, no vice. They are doing a party, they are basically doing party politics in the chambers of the National Executive Council, something that is unheard of. It's just like Donald Trump asking the Republican Party to come to White House for a convention. Unheard of. But of course, when you give people who are basically animals the reins of power, this is what you release it to. When they give foreign power, this is what they do. The Attorney General of the Federation swearing in an ordinary party chairman. And some of you are waking up and saying, we are Nigerians. God save Nigeria. This is our Nigeria we are in. Because all of you have no shame. That is why they are killing black people all over the world. And now they have seen a set of people. And if you be determined to educate black people all over the world for them to become conscious, what do you have? They put a and the gossipers all over the place, inboxing you. That they cannot. I have opened the line. That anybody can come. If they, I will do the same thing on Friday of next week. If you know that thing, you keep stop gossiping like a village cockroach. Come out in the open and debate me, so I can obliterate you once and for all. If you claim you're educated, come out. I have no cause. Come on air. Yes, I'm giving you ample notice 1 week. Come on air. When I'm done with you, your wife no longer cooks food for you again. My people everywhere. I thank the reasonable, sensible people who understand what we are doing. They have removed us from Facebook, but it's irrelevant, of course. People are listening all over the world. I want to thank you once again for listening to us. I want to thank you for listening to us. In fact, since they have cut me off, let us go back. Well, I want to go back. I want to go back. Let me go back and continue. I want to let Facebook understand how foolish they are. Why are you cutting me off? What for? Others do their Facebook nonsense and nobody complains. Anytime I'm on air, you'll be cutting me off all the time. Why? Radio Biafra is still working. The one on Radio Biafra is still working, but the one on my page is not working. What sort of human beings are this? I am going back on air. We are going back. I'm not going to leave them. Since I wanted to close and they cut me off, I am now going to continue for the next 1 hour. I will continue for 1 hour. I will continue for 1 hour. Yes, for 1 hour more. Since they think they are smart, you can just cut somebody off. For no reason. You just cut me off. No. 1 more hour. And as I was explaining, let me allow people to rejoin so I can explain in further what I actually meant. That the Zoom is finished. That is why I say that Nigerians are foolish. Anybody supporting one Nigeria hates you. Anybody who is in support of one Nigeria, they despise and they hate you. I wanted to close this program then secondly, because I was trying to let the world understand, let Nigerians, those niggas in the zoo called Nigeria, I want them to understand the mess they're in. I want them to appreciate the enormity of the disaster they have just, unwittingly walked into. I want the Yorubas to understand the death and mayhem they have brought upon everybody by aligning with the Fulani Janjaweed and bringing this unconscionable government into existence. I want all of you to understand, if you're a Nigerian, if you're a nigger in a zoo, if you're a nigger in a zoo, in the damnable zoological republic, I want you to understand something. The fact that they were able to hold the National Executive Council meeting of APC, Ordinary Political Party, no government in the world has ever done such a thing. Allow me to repeat. Since the inception of democracy by the Igbo people of old, and it went to Greece, it went to Rome, it traveled to all over Europe, and went to America, and now all over the world, democracy. There has, since the beginning of party politics, it is not on record anywhere in human history or living memory that the president or the prime minister of any democratic country that operates a multi-party system hosted his or her political party in the residence of the government of that very country. Never done before. What happened yesterday, was it 2 days ago in the zoo, with Aisha's boyfriend presiding over the national meeting of APC inside the council chambers, inside the chambers of the country, was the day I realized that, believe you me, an average Nigerian, if you say you're a Nigerian, God knows you are worse than death. You are worse than what is thrown at you. You're not an animal. You are lower than an animal. Quote me right. You are lower than an animal, I'm telling you the truth. You don't know that no government is allowed. How can the Attorney General of the Federation be swearing in ordinary party chairman? And all of you are quiet, waiting for 2023. That is why Biafra cannot be a part of this nonsense. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they say. Also, I don't want to get Nigeria one, so there will be no wider regional destabilization. Pure rubbish. This nonsense that Britain created in his dream, called Nigeria. Britain, will you allow such nonsense in your country? Britain, I'm asking you, you robbers of Fulani killers. You love Fulani. The same thing now that this Janjaweed, the Fulani government is doing, will you allow Boris Johnson to hold the Tory party, the Conservative party, meeting inside Downing Street? Will Donald Trump hold the Republican Party convention in the Rose Garden of the White House? They will burn him alive with White House if he tries it. But only if he do. Because you people are not educated. You Nigerians, you did not go to school. You niggas in the zoo, you did not go to school. You know nothing. All you know to do is to gossip. You know nothing. Your brains are empty. What they have done is sacrilegious. It's a sacrilege. It's a sacrilege. They say some people in Israel are facing deportation, which he doesn't have now. I need to help. Who is writing this? Do you know why the person is there in the first place? Nobody can be deported from anywhere unless you have done something wrong. You cannot go to declare asylum. I'm sorry to digress. You can't go to declare asylum with the name Nigeria. And then when they're deporting you, you now remember you're a Biafran. Once you arrive into a country and you want to ask for asylum, tell them I am IPOB, I am a Biafran. That settles the whole case. It's as simple as that. I know that the Zoo government is running all over the place, paying huge sums of money to civil servants all over the world, of various countries, to try to categorize IPOB differently, because they have the money. And you know that the men are corrupt. White, black, pink, yellow, they are corrupt. Every ambassador sent to, that is why sometimes they say we're not going to write any favorable recommendation on behalf of IPOB. As ever, I'll keep on saying the truth. Ojukwu spoke the truth. And he lost 5 million of us. Today, that truth is self-evident. So I'm saying, every ambassador you have, the UK High Commissioner to Nigeria, the American ambassador to Nigeria, all corrupt. They give them money to write rubbish reports. And I'm not surprised in Israel. I preached this a few days ago. Nobody's going anywhere. Nobody will be deported from anywhere. Once you contact the DOS, our directors of state, you are not going anywhere unless you committed something or you have a criminal record, in which case you cannot help you. I have explained what I set out to explain, that Nigerians or Nigerians, the Niger people of the zoo, that their brains are empty, all of them, from your chief judge to chief justice to your so-called pseudo intellectual yapping rubbish and inboxing garbage to people. Their brains are empty. In Biafra land, if we get not, if when Biafra does come, I am sure that IPOB may dissolve, or people will come from various political parties, and you are the prime minister, because you won't have any president to be a prime minister. I'm the prime minister of Biafra, or say the prime minister of Igbo land, or prime minister of Ibibio, or prime minister of Efik. You decide one day that you have the army, you have the police, you can do whatever you like, you can bring your party, you can burn you with inside that building you're in, will roast you alive inside that building you're in. God will punish you. That is why we educate our people to know what their rights are. And by the way, in a Biafra, the police will not carry any gun. No. And the army will not come out on dispute unless the army is under attack. Army cannot be, as an army officer, you cannot dress up in army uniform and come outside the barracks. Impossible. Any day, any time you leave the barracks, you're a civilian. If you make noise, people will handle you outside. In fact, even if you come back to banks and say, oh, let boys come, let them beat them up, you will be locked up and court-martialed. Biafra is going to be civilized. Everything that is doing is today, Biafra can never be. And we are not going to rely on you to do it. We are not going to say, oh, please be nice now. Oh, please don't be corrupt now. Hey, you are stealing. No. We are going to make our laws in such a way that you cannot steal. We are not going to depend on you to be a nice person, to be a nice leader. No. The laws of the land will make you a nice person by force. Do you know why? Because before you contest to be a prime minister or a legislator, you will publish publicly your bank account. It will be on public. We will paste it on notice board everywhere. Every contract in your department will be published in the open. Any day the contracts are being awarded, the public will come and observe the tendering process of all the contractors who are tendering. Everything will be in the open. The amount of the contract will be published. Every blessed month, the Office of Fiscal Responsibility will tell the whole nation how much we have, how much we have borrowed, as it is in America. At Times Square, you see how much America has borrowed, how much interest they are paying to be that way in that land. So, when the money is in the open, what are you going to steal? When police are not armed, which police are you going to call to go and shoot somebody? That criticizes you. It's not going to happen. Because if you ever call police to go and do something, police will respond. And a prime minister of Biafra land, or any of the Biafra nations, you can never in your life call police to go and arrest anybody. Never. Now you understand. We are not going to depend on you, to be nice. So you don't have to steal, no. The prime minister, or any minister for that matter, you will not have any relationship with the Federal Reserve Bank. No, none whatsoever. Let me see who you're going to ask to go and bring money for you. So you see, only the good can serve Biafra. So that when you come out and you say you are a legislator in Biafra land and you travel outside, and people, let's say you are a Biafra legislator, a legislator, and you travel, let's say to Mozambique, even South Africa. As you're leaving the aircraft, we will take off our clothes and put it on the floor for you to walk on. You may not be a millionaire, but we will give you the type of love that millionaires will never have. That is the Biafra we are building. Not the Biafra of a Biafra where politicians will create billionaire businessmen. Not billionaire businessmen creating millionaire politicians. No. Now you understand it. That is the type of Biafra that we want. And that is the type of Biafra we are going to get. It doesn't matter what the enemy does. Let me see if I can open it. Because I want to close. they are trying me. I wanted to close. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I tell you truthfully that iPhone is rubbish. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? For the last time, the caller on the phone, can you hear me? They are not serious. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they are not paying attention. Again, I will ask the caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is the third person.
Hello, I'm Abby K.
Yes, please. Yes.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, I'm so very happy to speak with you. This is Inizim Gozi calling from Edmonton, Canada.
From Canada, you're calling us from Canada. The world is listening. Please go ahead.
Yes, I just want to thank you very much and say God bless you mightily. God bless you richly. Thank you for coming to speak for us, for being the voice of the voiceless. I am so very grateful to you, eternally grateful.
Thank you. Thank you, my dear sister. Yes. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Malika, I do have a question, sir.
Go ahead.
So there are some people going all over the place, and they're asking, they're actually saying that since they are indigenous people of Biafra, that they do not need to register with IPOB because the name Indigenous People of Biafra defines who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you have to say about that? I mean, does it make us the people that joined, that registered with Biafra, with IPOB, does it make us maybe stupid or so? Since these people, there are so many, and they're actually a force saying that since they're indigenous people of Biafra, they do not need to register with IPOB.
We the thing about it is that, remember the saying that many are called, but very few are chosen.
Yes, sir.
What faith are you? Are you a Christian?
Yes, I am.
Is Christianity all over the world today?
Yes, sir.
Is Christianity the largest religion in the world?
Yes, sir.
How many people followed Christ when he was on this earth? How many disciples?
12 disciples, sir.
Are we more than 12 IPOB in Canada at the moment?
Yeah.
Are we up to 12 in Canada?
We are more than 12.
Exactly. So we are more than enough to restore Biafra. Allow those people, they are very selfish. That is how our people are, is in their nature, to be very selfish.
Okay.
That was why the Janjaweed defeated us. Our selfishness. If I'm not hanging, they see you suffering and carrying a log, they will help. But any day you start to come with that firewood you brought, they will not gather. I said, I was looking at you and I wanted to help, but I knew you could do it. That's the way we are.
Yes.
Those of you that identify with IPOB, you are the ones chosen by God.
Yes.
By Chukwu Kika Biama to do his will, yes, to restore Biafra. All those other Efulefus, they are there to be Efulefus, it's their job. That is who they are, and they will never change.
Yes.
But when Biafra comes, then. let me not go too far. We'll set an example with them. Those people they are hoping and paying their hopes on. I'm an American, I will go home. Anything they ask me to pay, I'm going to pay it.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying, isn't it? They don't go to Biafra and they'll come. I said we will set an example with them. They will start another program in Canada and in America. Biafra Lives Matter. They will start it here. Nobody can stop the coming of Biafra. I can't even stop it. Biafra is coming.
Yes.
That Biafra will come.
Yes.
And they will come to do their useless evil sense. Even if a man has a stupid sense, he is walking about it. He thinks he's smart and very clever. By the time we finish with them, their eyes will open.
Yes.
In their next life, they won't be clever. This is just in Canada and in America, and our people are dying. They are killing our mothers and raping them. They are not moved. They are not touched. Whom are friends to? They are not moved. They want IPOB to go and die, to suffer. This has gone. So that they will come and reap the benefits. Take it up for Hong Kong.
Take
it up for Hong Kong. That's what I said. God will punish all of them. There are mad people everywhere. Thank you, my dear sister, for calling. May Elohim bless you, guide and sustain you. I have a caller on the line. Can you hear me? The caller on the line, one more time. Can you hear me? They are not up to it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No. Let us go again. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. Your name and where you're calling from?
I'm calling from South Africa. My name is Anthony Mitchell.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, Mazi, I'm very, very grateful for your work.
Thank you. Thank you.
And can you give us a go ahead order so that we can go and do the job for the South African Embassy, Nigerian Embassy here in South Africa? I can hear you, sir.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead. What are you saying?
Yeah, I can hear you, sir.
No, he is listening to his system at the same time listening to me. No. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good morning, Adike.
Good morning to you.
First of all, I want to thank you for all that you are doing for us. We appreciate you so much, because if God has not given you this function, I don't know what would have happened to us.
By now, we would have been honored and obliged everywhere.
Honored.
And then,
by the way, yes. By the way, my name is Chinna. I'm calling from Istanbul.
Istanbul is in Turkey.
Constantinople.
Yes. Constantinople, yes. Go ahead. Yes.
So the actually
where they have hold on, is this where they have the pimps, those selling our daughters in Libya? They run to Turkey and they say they are doing video, working for the rest of our chief, selling our daughters in Libya to make money to go to. I hope you're not one of them. Are you one of them?
Mazi, I am strong IPOB. I've been following you since 2014.
You are blessed.
And this case you mentioned now is one of the cases I'm calling for.
Yes.
I want to ask a question. My question is about our oath taking.
Yes.
When I read this oath, it shook me. I knew how serious and deep it was. And after I took it, I swallowed it. I promised myself that, look, I'm going to abide by this oath. But my question is, why is it that some people, even some that were with you at the leadership, maybe I should mention names like Imam Nezdem and all the rest of them, that took this oath, how come they are walking freely today and they kind of betrayed us? And even the pimp you are talking about, he took oath in IPOB. Maybe people don't know this, but I want the world to know that this pimp in Libya you're talking about took oath in IPOB.
Are you serious?
Yes.
The pimp.
So
the pimp joined IPOB and allowed him to join IPOB. The pimp joined IPOB.
He came with deception. He came with deception, and now we know his true colors. So is there anything that should be reviewed in our oath? That is number one. My second question, you have already touched it too, but I just want to mention a few things. You have been saying and hammering that neither you nor any member of the leadership of IPOB will take up a political post when Biafra comes. Am I right?
I will not take up any political post, but other people who may wish to contest, because they have fought for this, they have died for this. They are not going to allow all those wicked souls in Canada and in America to come and push maybe their children to go and take over. So you are telling me that others are going to farm and others will suffer and labor and other people will see the benefit? No. For me personally, the confidence I have with God is that once the affair is restored, my job is done. Then sensible people within IPOB will then manage the affairs of state. Sensible people that will be voted for by the people. Nobody will arrogate to him or herself any position. You assume nothing. The people will decide. That is why we need to educate our people sufficiently enough to understand what is good for them and what is bad for them. To reject the bad and accept the good. That is what we are doing, and that is why we do what we do. As for our own, this is working. I don't like discussing people, but you know that God created Adam and Eve. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what did God say to them? Anything you like in this very garden you can eat. But there is one thing I don't want you to eat. And what did they do after a while? What did they do?
They went and ate it.
Exactly. So if man can disobey God, how about all these pimps everywhere and the idiots everywhere? But they will get their comeuppance. The day of reckoning is fast approaching. Once the Biafra comes, then there will be reckoning. That is why I want them to do everything they can. Gossip all they like to try to stop Biafra. They cannot. Because even there is a mad woman, a mad Yoruba woman talking rubbish, after getting the legendary IPOB treatment, she is now begging and saying it is too much. I can no longer handle this. I can. If she is now telling those that sent her, I can no longer handle this. I said to someone, thank you very much, my dear brother, for
calling. Yes, my leader, please. Sorry. Can I put one thing? I want to say one other thing.
Of course,
yes, my leader. So, if you are not going to take any position, what are we going to do with the wealth of knowledge that God has given you? What position are you going to take? Are you going to be an advisor, or I don't know, because without you leading the first government of Biafra, I don't know what are we going to do with the knowledge that God has given you, the honesty, especially the honesty. I mean, I'm wondering.
We are going, I'm putting all of that in a book, which will be a guide, which will be like a Bible for our people not to deviate from. I'm writing that, and that will be my contribution after this.
Okay.
I'll write that, and that will guide everything we do. It will teach it from nursery school all the way to university, so that we produce generations that will love our land and do everything for it. To understand also that leadership is not about being in power and stealing money and banking it abroad. It's about the sacrifice you make for the well-being of your people. That is the example that we want to set. And that example will immortalize the heritage that IPOB has worked for. And thank you very much for calling. Thank you very, very much. We have somebody on the line. I promise them I'm going to call them. And I will call them. If they are not here now, they will pick up. If they pick up, I shall bring them to you. I shall bring them to you. I don't know where he called from. He has been calling consistently. And I did say to him, I'm going to call you back. Maybe I see the line. Your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on the phone. Yes, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, my name is Christian Chukwulungwe. I'm calling from Cambodia.
From Cambodia? Are you part of IPOB family in Cambodia?
Yes, yes, Muhammadike 1.
Go ahead, please, go ahead.
Muhammadike, I greet you so much. I'm very, very happy to speak to you today. I'm very, very happy. I swear, I'm telling you today, I'm blessed. I'm blessed today to hear your voice. I'm highly blessed to hear your voice today, Muhammadike. You are too much.
Thank you.
You are preparing too damn much, Muhammadike. Thank you. Thank you so much to waking our spirit to make us to see the light before what we are seeing is dark. But you make us to know who we are. So I can remember when I lived in Benue State, I can remember how they treated us, we Igbos, we Biafra. They treated us as if we are outcasts there. I was asking myself, am I in Nigeria? Why is this treating us like this? I never heard about Biafra. Until I travel, I hear your voice. I say, oh my God, this is the reason why they treat me like this. I'm not a Nigerian. Thank you so much for opening our eyes. And please, our leader, I'm begging you with God, don't mind all these tattoos. They are trying to distract you. They are trying to draw your attention back. We focus about what you are doing, because once this movement is going on, there will be agents of darkness. They will be coming to bring you down. They will coming to bring on all manner of things. But I want you to be focused and be determined, because I have already seen that God bless you so much, and God bless your family so much. I can see your brother Preston and the girl. He's highly educated and highly intelligent. So I can see both of you. God bless you so much, please. Before God, what you are doing.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Nobody can disturb God. It's not. What disturb? That's from Cambodia. We're everywhere around the world. When I told you before that we are listening to all over the world, I thought I was joking. This are just snippets from the calls this morning. You can tell from Cambodia to Canada, people are listening. That's how huge we are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you're calling from?
Is it Mazin Nandekano?
It is, of course. Where else would it be?
Hey! Muhammadike, one of Biafra. I am I'm calling from Barcelona.
From Barcelona? Thank you very much. Yeah. The world is listening.
My name and Facebook is Onwubiko Paul.
Thank you. Thank you.
I met you in Barcelona when you visited Barcelona.
Wonderful. And I'll be there again.
I'll be stumbling every other thing because I have a great challenge.
What is it?
My great challenge is to achieve Biafra.
You are blessed.
Yeah.
You are blessed.
I find someone asking you what are you going to do if you are not, if you cannot be in the government. We have been carrying campaign, singing of holy, holy, holy land, the Kano is another savior is not a mistake. Neither is it a coincidence. And the August own state is not a mistake. Neither is it a coincidence. In Jerusalem he dwells, but Abia is God's own state, because all these things have been solved in the realm of the spirit. Nigeria have made the mistake they can ever do in life to give Abia state God's own state, and the Afaruku is the Nazareth of our time. That is, the Afaruku is the Nazareth of Biafra land.
The last headquarters of Biafra, the last Biafra capital My village is my compound. The last Biafran capital is my village.
That is it. Afabuku is the Nazareth of Biafran land. Everything that happened in Israel happened also in Biafran land. We are brothers. I am in this game because when I found you, I tied you with my father, that place, so that we can fight this war to the end.
And we are.
Until Biafra is restored, before I can rest as well.
Yes.
Of course.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
I am online. I am in full support. That is going on.
Thank you very much.
If we have to destroy all Nigeria embassy, we destroy it. Or the whole world will try to reserve it as a history. Just like a museum, once upon a time.
Yes.
This is Nigerian embassy.
Yes.
But today it doesn't exist.
Yes.
There is, and they keep it there as history, museum.
Yes.
Because Nigerian flag will soon enter museum where people will read once upon a time. And Nigeria is coming to become like a Babylon that will be eliminated out of this world.
It will be. It's gone. The name is gone. Even those that gave them the name, they are ashamed of themselves. I spoke to them yesterday. Some of them are ashamed. Zoom. I said, why did you name them Nigeria? Nigger, that was what Forashaw named the animals he met. Nigeria. And they accepted it. Swallowed the name hook, line, and sinker. Who were your grandfathers before 1897? Nobody can answer that question. What was your name before 1897? Nobody can answer. What was your name before 1914? Nobody knows. Nigeria as a country became in existence from 1960. What was your name before 1960? They don't know. Anything a white man says is yeah, mad people everywhere. I'm going to call somebody else on the line. If they are lucky, they will pick up, because I'm calling them. Our lines are clogged. Everywhere is clogged. Our lines are clogged. If they understand, they will pick up. If they do, we shall bring them to you. If they don't, then we move on. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Your name and where you're calling from, please. Yes. Your name and where you're calling from. Yes.
Hello?
I can hear you.
Amadike, my name is Ike Chukwu, calling from Thailand.
From Thailand, thank you very much. The world is listening.
Yes, Amadike.
Go ahead, please.
Amadike, let them weep for you today. Let them weep for you. Amadike, when you will keep you, you will keep you, Angola. Carry on. She make it, you don't want to know. You don't make it, you know. Amadike, I'm the happiest person in the whole world by talking to you today.
You are blessed.
Carry on.
You are blessed.
God bless you for
that. Amadike, you are blessed. Everywhere from Barcelona to Thailand, they wonder how we managed to do it. And I said to them, because Biafrans, we love the truth. It doesn't matter if you're from Asia, it doesn't matter if you're from Benin, it doesn't matter if you're a Wanke, it doesn't matter if you're a Shiki, it doesn't matter if you're a Urubu, it doesn't matter if you're a Isoko, it doesn't matter if you're a Azon, it doesn't matter if you're a Bibi, it doesn't matter if you're Anang, it doesn't matter if you're a Efik, it doesn't matter if you're a Igbo, it doesn't matter if you're a Jaga, Mekoi, it doesn't matter if you're a Idoma, it doesn't matter if you're a Dana, it won't even matter if you're a Igede. It doesn't matter at all. Only one thing matters, truth. The reason why you hear callers from all over the world, from Colombia, from Cambodia, from Canada, from Catalonia, from Thailand, from everywhere you can dream of, is because they love the truth. We are the only people that have this in the whole of Africa. The only people. The only thing you need to organize our people is be truthful. That's all. Once you speak the truth, any Biafran anywhere will acknowledge what you're doing. But any day you begin to lie, they may follow you for some days, and after a while they see the lie in you, they will go. That's who they are. That is why traitors and saboteurs can never do anything. They can never ever succeed. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. Do you know that we are streaming simultaneously on various platforms all over the world? The only place where it is cracking is my Facebook page. They are saying, since people are very stubborn, want to stay here, these are the people who add noise to your Facebook page. So we'll annoy them, they will not come there anymore. But is that going to stop us?
No.
It won't. It can never stop us. We are live and we are direct, and the time now is approximately, it is, should I say, 19 minutes to 10 a.m. in the land of Biafra, and we are live and direct, and the whole world is listening. Mankind is paying attention, and that's what we want, for the whole world to listen and bear us witness. For the whole world to listen and bear us witness. I have callers on the line. Our lines are stuck. They are stuck because Apple keeps crashing all the time. It keeps crashing all the time. We are live and we are direct. The whole world is listening to us. We must preach this gospel. We are exposing the damnable Zoological Republic, the Niger area, the home of niggers everywhere. The home of niggers everywhere. It is the zoo. Now they have brought in the real niggers now. They have brought in Janjaweed, the Fulani, from across the Sahel to come and kill, to pillage, to graze their cattle wherever they fancy. In Abia State, permission granted by Abia State governor and the police commissioner, they go about arresting IPOB. Nobody will write to UN, nobody will write to America, nobody will write to anybody, nobody will write to EU about it. But any day them rise up, you will see them, petition writers, they will be writing and gossiping their lives away. They think they can stop us, they think they can deter us, they can never, ever succeed. Somebody was pleading and saying, please sir, pick up my call. Let us see if we can get hold of them. There is, our lines are jammed, completely jammed. Everywhere we go to, they jam it. Everywhere we go to, our lines are jammed. I want to see if I can engage our sister or brother, as a matter of fact. Let me pick one or two of you randomly to see if I can be able to get you to speak to the whole world. Let us go back to the line and see who is there. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? And if you can, proceed by giving us your name and where you're calling us from.
Oyendu, Akonobu Chukwode, Benjamin Ezumezu. I'm calling from Austria.
Your name is too powerful. Your name is very powerful, Ezumezu. Very powerful name.
Yeah.
My goodness. Yeah. Please proceed.
Yeah. Oyendu, ask him that he had it to a teenager that I go abu.
Egadu.
I don't know if you can ask
that is true.
I don't know if you
that is true.
That
is true. You are correct. You are 100% correct. Yes.
Oh yeah, but I don't know. Even like for some years ago, you know, put up now. Some of them start with you in this struggle. Some of them will fail out along the
way. Did I not say that? Did I not say that live on air?
Oh, if we are, if we are, so oh yeah, we are that one who got it wrong. Oh yes, so we are. We will be back.
Of course. Of course.
No? I'm making a room. Now, the IPOB grant, Oscar. I'm making a room. That's all you're doing. I'm
going
to say, okay?
He said, thank you very much, my dear brother. You are blessed. Thank you very, very much. I am trying to sort out. There are people. They have been trying and trying and trying to call. but they've not managed to make it. Let us go to one of them and see. I think they are trying to call back. They are trying to call back. I wish they can stop and pick my call. That will be a lot better. I have another caller on the line. Can you hear me? Your name and where you're calling from, please. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Good morning from here. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, my name is Ezenwa Chukwuma Henry. I'm calling from Indonesia.
Indonesia. I was there many years ago. Thank you very much. Please proceed. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have been calling for more than 2 hours now.
Please go ahead.
To hear the anointing voice from the God. Daddy, my prayer for you is that the oil of your hair can never be dry.
You say?
The power that God gives to you to deliver us, Biafra, the power shall multiply and you shall live long.
You say?
No power shall harm you and no power shall stop you because God Almighty has turned you and ordained you to deliver us. And we all Biafra, we all indigenous people of Biafra, we will be behind you. Whatever you said, your instruction must be followed all over the world.
Anytime you're on the air,
we are very happy to see you. My colleague from Indonesia and from Anambra State, here local government, Amoka, I'm very happy and my prayer for you is that the Biafra shall come and As he said now that you have written basically everything on book because from my family, if I might say, I would say if you take it, let it lead off a little before we start.
No, I would not, my dear brother. I do seriously and humbly appreciate what you're saying, but I cannot. And I will not. That wasn't the covenant that I made with the Most High. I have suffered too much. I have lost a lot in this very effort. I want to be able to breathe a little bit, you know, before I am called, you know, to life eternal. So it is very, very important that we train enough people, enough generation, to be able to run the affairs of state in the land of Biafra. Not just Biafra, because we're going to run a very unique constitution. Very, very unique. And for that very reason, we have to make sure, please, that we train the right people to do the job. I have a caller on the line. Can you hear me? Your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, Master. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
My name is Chukwuma Frank. Obiefuna.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Libya, Tripoli, capital.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
So I want to thank you on your good work for our people. And I want to thank you, I want to thank our deputy, Mazi Usemefo, for the good work he has been doing for us.
Thank you, sir.
I want you to recognize us here in Libya because we are facing a lot of persecution.
Persecution from whom? From whom?
From Nigerian government. From Nigerian government, sir.
Do they have an embassy here?
Yes, they have an embassy here, sir.
Then you people should do to that embassy what they did to the one in Jakarta in Indonesia. That's the only way to learn. That is the only way. Do you see that the way listening? They have a chamber to debate issues, the National Assembly in Abuja. Do they go there to debate issues? They don't. They are not amenable to reason. You are talking to animals who cannot reason. Do to their embassy in Tripoli what our people did to the one in Jakarta, Indonesia. That is the only language you understand. They are evil. They will be evil. Go ahead.
So another thing is about our guests that are coming to this place and our men that are coming to this place to cross to Italy. We are holding them back and we are preaching the gospel to them, which is most of them are with us here. Most of them are with us. And some girls that are that have been selling, we have been rescuing them on daily basis.
Who are the people selling these girls? Who are the people selling our girls
This is our Yoruba people and some of our Igbo brothers too.
Why would our people allow themselves to be sold? Why would our girls allow themselves to be sold in the first place? Why?
That is the problem, because once they reach to Nigeria, they tell them that they have job for them in Germany, that they will be paying them $2 million every month, and they will deceive them to come to this country. That is what they use all the time.
And it was what they learned from Loretta Onochie. Loretta Onochie, that was what she was doing.
That is true, sir.
That was what Loretta Onochie, the so-called media aid to presidency, because they have no president. That's what she was doing. She was a pimp. She was running prostitution ring in Italy of a drug deal. And now she has groups of people. And that's what they are doing. And that is her job in Atorok, to provide and supply prostitutes to those in Atorok. That is what some of them learned. And you send your own sister, and you go and ask God to bless you. How can God bless you? And after that, they run to Turkey. And they are not in Turkey. Mouthing and talking rubbish, whereas these are people that sell without shame. Njobi Kodiha are the ones listening to the idiots yapping rubbish. Fools selling their own kind. Very sad indeed. And I thank you very much for calling. I have a caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from. Yes, right.
I'm Bomazi Chujeku. I'm calling from Onitsha.
Thank you, Brian.
Mazi, I just want to thank you for the good work God is using you to do in our lives, because without you, a lot of us would have been sleeping in our slumbers, honestly speaking. And moreover, I want to encourage you because, honestly speaking, you are the Jesus Christ of our time, the blank Jesus we see, because a lot of things I have learned from you keeps me going, and it encourages me to hopefully believe that Biafra must come this year, and we are effortlessly relentless about it.
All I can say is that
endlessly God will keep blessing your generation and your children to come in the future. And may Chukwukichabiyama keep you alive to see everything that we pray to come to pass.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. You are very kind. This one sent me a message saying, Amike Chukwu, Mazi, good morning. I'm Ike Chukwu, and the only IPOB that picked you from Vienna, Austria Airport. I am blackmailed for being IPOB and a Biafran by my ex-wife and Slovakia police. I would like to share this problem with you. I am going to accept you, and we are going to deal with this problem together after this very program. We are going to deal with your issues after this program. Because what is happening to you shouldn't be happening. And I'm sure, and I do hope that you are the one who is on the right track, so to speak, who is on the side of right. Very, very important indeed. We will deal with your issues after this program. I have acknowledged that. And the time now is 9:55 in the morning, which is 9:55. And unfortunately, I would say, we have to bring the program to an end. We are going to continue next week, Friday, to take calls. And if we are moved, we might even do so on Sunday as well. I thank you all very much for listening. I thank all of you, wherever you are. I thank you very much for listening. And as always, this is Morning Devotion. We have lectured each other. We have learned from each other. We have exchanged views and ideas between one another this very morning, and all was done in good faith. We love everybody. We appreciate everybody. We value everybody. Every opinion, every religion, every persuasion.
but ultimately we are all Biafrans, and that is our final destination. I thank you all very much for listening to me this very morning, and from me, from here, it is good morning.